This is the last.
Three.
Two.
Oh, fuck. Sam, what do you say? This is...
You're listening to...
Okay. Three, two... You are listening to Around Comics, episode number
266.
266.
Brought to you by In Stock Trades.
Brought to you by In Stock Trades and...
C2E2. Yes. Where is it?
Where fun happens. Is that it? Is that the tagline?
It is now. This is Around Comics, the comic culture podcast, where each week our revolving panel of guests talk about everything in and around the world of comic books and comics culture. And Around Comics is recorded at Dark Tower Comics and Collectibles, located at 4835 Northwestern Avenue in Chicago. If you are in the area, please drop by.
Four more months, so hurry and stop by.
There's an 10 more episodes. The countdown to 10 episodes.
This is
83 days.
Hey there, folks. Christopher Niesman here, and this is Tom Cater's last episode of Around Comics.
Yeah, finally.
So, and we are.
I feel like I'm getting out of prison.
You're a short timer.
Yeah. What? Is it going to be like a case where I get out and I don't know how to when I end up hanging myself in my apartment?
We're going to have to be some like halfway house in Worcester. They'll reintegrate you.
We've set you up with a job.
You're going to be bagging groceries.
It'll be this setup, but this plug won't go into anything, and I'll just be talking about comic books, and no one will care, just like now.
Brian Salazar is here.
Hello.
Of course, hello. I tell you what, we have a ton of people in the shop, and we're going to try and get as many of them through here as possible. There you go. Hey, the Burnham Bell from Burnham is here. I got a couple sponsors here that I need to mention before we get into all of the craziness. This episode, as always, is brought to you by InStockTrades.com.
We're waiting for
the trade. Has never been easier. InStockTrades is your source for trade paperbacks, deluxe hardcovers, essentials, showcases, absolute editions, omnibus editions, and more, all at great discounted prices. And remember that all orders over $50 do, in fact, ship for free.
One of the weird things is now that I'm not going to be on the show, I'm going to wait for the absolute on everything. I figured the only books worth reading are those that are collected in giant, oversized...
Slipcase.
If it's not in a slipcase, I'm not going to read it. Yeah, exactly.
No point.
You can buy those in stock trades.
Yeah.
And we do have another book club episode coming up.
That's right.
And you will Skype in on that one. And that is the...
I'll make sure that it's grainy. It's the worst for your audio.
I enjoyed Alien Agent.
It's Alien Legion Omnibus Volume 1 from Dark Horse, and it is available for, I believe, 47% off the cover price at InStockTrades.com. And we have a new sponsor on the show, and I am incredibly excited about this. C2E2.
Oh, where fun happens.
Yes, where fun happens.
I just made that up.
For the first time in over two decades, a National Comics and Entertainment Convention is coming to downtown Chicago. That's right, our town.
Bastards.
Not you, Tom. Sal in my town. Make your plans now. But you can come.
Why another not? Flyover state convention?
Oh! Stop it. Make your plans
taking
now to
shots
attend.
Already.
Where can I tie up my horse and cow?
You always travel with a horse and cow?
Of course.
You are terrible.
Need milk?
Yeah.
Hush. Make your plans now to attend C2E2, the Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo, this April 16th through the 18th, and that's at the McCormick Center in downtown Chicago.
Paid us?
They will.
I'm just asking. They're sorry to, you know.
Join... This is how the last 10 weeks is going to go.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. Join thousands of comic book fans, creators, and celebrities for a weekend of fun and excitement in the city of Broad Shoulders. Special guests for this year's show include Alex Ross, Jeff Smith, Jeff Johns, Mike Mignola, Ethan Van Sciver, Mike Norton,
Dick,
and hundreds more of your favorite creators.
Fuck you. Tickets fuck are... you. You're awesome. Now,
fuck you.
This is the cool part. In an introductory price for the first year, tickets are only $25 for one day pass and $50 for the entire weekend. So for a big time convention, that's a great price. Seriously, folks. So for a full list of guests, events, and to purchase tickets, you can visit c2e2.com. But wait, there's more. C2E2 and
where
around
fun happens.
C2E2 and Around Comics are giving you a chance to win tickets and exclusive C2E2 merchandise before the big weekend. We'll be giving away one amazing VIP package.
Oh shit!
3 weekend passes.
Can I win that now that I'm no longer on the show?
Actually, you can. You're eligible. Five. Well, no, because you're giving the same things away on Tom versus the Flash.
Oh yeah.
5 exclusive C2E2.
Wait, you can win it from here, and then I'll win it from Tom versus the Flash.
Okay, so VIP package, 3 weekend passes, 5 exclusive C2E2 posters signed by creator and guest of honor Alex Ross, and 15 limited edition C2E2 t-shirts. Entering the contest is easy. All you have to do is visit www.c2e2.com/aroundcomics. Enter your name and email, and you are entered to win. That's all it takes. We'll be drawing the winners from all the entries on March 19th. So you have until then to enter. So stay tuned for more exciting news about the official C2E2 after party plans and more ways to win tickets and exclusive merchandise by following C2E2 on Twitter, which I believe is at C2E2.
All right. Where fun happens.
Where fun happens. All right.
I'm sure that's someone actually has that trademarked. Yeah. I'm sure.
I'm hoping that's the next time we see you, Tom.
I'll make it down for that Saturday.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
That's a verbal commitment.
Well, Tom, who would you like to roast first?
I don't want to roast anybody.
We have a volunteer.
It's Tom's reverse. You're like the reverse Flash.
I didn't prepare anything.
We have a volunteer. All right, have a seat.
I just want to talk. I want to share a moment with
each
everyone.
Guest. Oh, okay.
I want to hug them
fine,
verbally.
Just ruin everything you planned. The big
well, you wanted
away.
Me to make fun of everybody? Was
yeah,
that what
that's was my hope. That was my hopes and dreams. But just crush them, Tom. Crush that's them. Okay.
Our first guest just got back from his home in Ireland.
Yes.
Oh, Mr. Seamus.
When I went to Boston, I tried using your accent, and everyone looked at me like I was insane.
It's because they've lost their way.
Yeah, I said you're
they
not
forgot
true Irishman.
Where they come from.
Christian Alame, how you doing, sir?
I'm all right.
Yeah, welcome back into the country.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, no cavity search this time, so it was fine.
Oh, you're finally off that list.
Yeah.
When I flew back from Boston, I once again got behind like the one guy who hasn't flown since 1978. So he had his laptop in his bag, didn't take it out, didn't have his shoes off, had like a belt with metal on it that I knew was going to fucking set up. And he's just standing there. And I want to say something to him like, You're getting ready to fuck everybody up.
You're
going to fuck the rest of us. And you don't know it yet, but I kept my mouth shut.
It's better. You never know it's going to turn. Like, that's...
What's your problem?
Yeah. Or like, what? There's a bomb?
Are you accusing this guy of having a bomb? No, I'm accusing him of being... He's an
you
idiot.
Say bomb?
Did you say bomb? You're all arrested. You're all arrested. All of you are arrested. Though I did see a guy once take his laptop out of his bag, put it in a bin, and put the computer on top of his bag. And it went through the x-ray, and the guy's like, you can't... He's like, that's the same.
How is that the same?
Because through the x-ray, if your computer's on top of the bag, it looks the same.
Well, what are you supposed to do?
Put it in a separate bin.
You got to put it in a bin.
You put your computer in a separate bin.
I never even...
I was behind you.
They get it.
No, I never even take my hand out of the bag. I unzip the bag and put it in there, and they never...
They tell you you're supposed to. Are you sure your laptop is functional?
Is it
a toy version?
I haven't opened it since March, but I usually just unzip it. And
are you good? Do you try and bring like swords on the plane? And
I have to hide them in places which are uncomfortable. I'm not doing that anymore. Now they have a guy in France, like a high official of some kind. I don't remember who he is exactly. He has tried, like in the past year, 11 times to board planes with guns. And he managed to do so like 8 times out of 11.
That's a good percentage.
It's Gilbert Arena.
It's a little game.
Yeah. That's nice. Some reporters used to do that. Do you remember after September 11th? Every now and then you had a reporter trying to do stuff like that.
Probably in the security. U.S. you could probably do and just say you're the king of France. And they'd be like,
nobody would know.
No one would know. They'd be like,
you could even have like an Irish accent.
They would tell the King of France, how come you have an Irish accent?
That's with your terrible Irish accent.
Well, Christian, Green Lantern 50, getting ready to come out. It's all done?
Thank God. It's been done like for, not so long actually.
Right before the holidays.
It was done by the holidays. I have not done 51, which Doug is finishing as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting ready to jump onto 52 next week, which I believe is the last Blackest Night. Unless I'm mistaken,
I think that's about right.
And then you're ready.
Yeah.
Brightest day. All happy and shiny.
Yeah,
and
I just learned about that by reading the internet yesterday. No one tells me anything.
Good to know that you're a key part of the creative team.
Really tight in the loop there.
Make sure Christian knows about the. I don't know. I
call them in the morning. What should I do today? Just ink your page. Oh, okay.
Very well.
Like always.
I will call you tomorrow again at 8:15.
I'll make it noon.
All right. Well, that's awesome. It's been great. Looking forward to it.
It's a Jim Lee cover, right?
Tom, I'll miss you.
I'll miss you too.
Well, I can't wait for you to be gone so I can tell everyone what I really thought about you.
That's what this episode is all about.
That's why we have to talk.
I'm not that way. I prefer saying bad things in the back of people. I'll wait next week or like
classy.
Yeah,
it's a very classy guy.
It's the Irish in me, I guess.
Irish.
I just like
it's the old Irish.
The old Irish, right?
Talk about someone behind their backs.
It's only the only accent worse than your Irish accent is his. Sal's British accent.
Oh, come on. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're from the same island. You're from the UK. That's fucking brilliant.
How did Jenkins describe that?
Oh, God.
I've got the bumper. I'll play it.
I don't remember.
Hi, I'm Paul Jenkins, and Sal's British accent sucks a dead shit out of a Dead Seagull's arsehole.
10 weeks left, and this is what's gonna happen.
Taking it out on everyone. I'm taking your leaving out on everyone.
As a punishment towards everyone.
I'm punishing everyone I can get my hands on.
Mm-hmm. Well, do we want to get Burnham in here?
Yeah,
no, not really.
Let's get him here.
Christian, thank
hold
you.
On. I gotta give Tom a big wet kiss while Chris comes.
Use lots of tongue. Come on. You are French.
Audio magic. That was French. It was with a little bit of Irish in it. A touch of Irish.
It smelled like whiskey.
Whiskey and cognac.
Mr. Chris Burnham.
Yes, Mr. Chris Burnham. Oh, God. Yeah. I like a giant comic.
Is that Arrivederci?
That's Irish, right?
Yeah. Close enough.
Best part of Inglourious Basterds.
Most of the Italian culture I know of is from Mario Kart. Almost all of it.
That's right, Chris Burnham, who the Burnham Bell was named after.
Can I keep that?
I'll sell it to you.
We're selling everything.
Everything's for sale.
If anyone wants any of this equipment, you can buy it after this episode.
It's a big estate sale. It'll be the Around Comics auction.
Everything.
Nice. Can I buy all these charity. Empty beer bottles?
Yeah. These are going straight to the fans.
They're collectibles. They are collectibles. What are you up to these days, man?
I am
6'3".
I'm working on a super secret project with one Joe Casey right now.
Oh, cool. Your collaborator from Nixon's Pals.
More Nixon's Pals?
It is not a sequel. It is more of a follow-up. It's in a similar vein,
spin-off?
We'll say.
Well, Lyndon B. Johnson's buddies?
Lyndon's buddies?
Did Rich Johnson tell you that? Because it's true.
No.
A certain rumor has it that... Well, now Rich Johnson will write about it.
It's a bleeding cool rumor.
Yes.
Is that a scoff?
Yeah.
Someone rumors. It's rumored.
Really didn't mean to out you on that one.
A certain book about Jimmy Carter's friend, Swiftwing, will be coming out.
Nice.
No,
and,
that's cool.
And I just bailed Starkings out again with a 3-page epilogue to keep that fucker on schedule.
Nice. Yeah.
When are you gonna? What is? How much does he owe you now? Just more like karmically.
Right now, he just owes me a couple $100. That's about
it. Yeah. Does he pay
but
people
as far as karma, as far as saving the issues?
I think we're just about even karma wise.
Yeah. Well, actually, Richard pays people in stories.
And terry cloth shirts.
Yeah.
Glorious. Glorious.
If I draw him a page, he'll tell a story. He'll recant how he met Dave Gibbons.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Just call me. I have a. Your payment will be in story.
Like
but he tells it with puppets. It's very elaborate. It's in a very elaborate scheme.
Speaking of Dave Gibbons, I just read the Sinestro Corps War, which was rad. I thought it was funny that a couple months ago, Alan Moore is calling out Jeff Johns for biting off his the Abin Sur story.
Yeah.
When it was Dave Gibbons, like his whole Green Lantern Corps, Sinestro Corps run, he just took that 8-page story, was like, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. And it was rad, but like it's weird that Alan Moore is calling out Dave Gibbons.
Well, that was Alan Moore and
Kevin O'Neill.
Yeah, Kevin O'Neill. Yeah. That a lot of that was pulled from, right?
Yeah. Tigers was the story.
Tigers. Mm-hmm. Well, Alan Moore kind of has a stick in his ass.
He does.
A little bit.
But it's magical.
It is magical.
The stick that he has, it's like a magic stick.
It is the best stick ever.
Yeah.
I bet if you shaved off that big beard, he'd have a pussy right underneath.
Oh! Luckily, the only way Alan Moore is going to hear about that is if someone writes it in a letter and sends it to him.
I don't know.
It's now turned into a roast of Alan Moore.
I'm not even going to comment on that. Michelle's like, I'm telling.
I'm telling Alan Moore all about this. It's going to come in a letter. It wasn't Lost Girls. It's probably going to be in the next Lost Girls, where he literally does have a vagina on his face underneath his beard.
You just had a hardcover come out that your work was included in.
The Manifest Destiny thing?
No, the Marvel 70th anniversary.
That came out?
Yeah.
Oh,
like
sweet.
A month ago.
I had no idea. I will get a check from that in about 6 months.
All right.
That's all I'll know about that. They sent me the Manifest Destiny hardcover like a year after that came out, so I guess I'll get this one. And this is not me busting balls. This is just the reality.
That's just how it is.
That's just how it rolls.
Beautiful. Oversized. Fantastic.
Sweet. And it looks all right?
It looks great.
Well, yeah. Stuff looks okay.
Oh, yeah. Your page is nice. Yeah. Beautiful.
The hardcover is very hard. It's a very hard, that is,
well,
that is
I mean,
a hardcover.
We all know how the colorists saved your work. In that.
Well, yeah, it's true. I just think it's so weird with the oversized because all this, like with when you talk about DPI and stuff, all the files you give these guys are specifically designed for it to be, you know, 7x11 or whatever that ends
and
up being.
Blow it
so,
up.
How's it going to look good? I haven't really, you know, examined one of these giant ones, so I don't understand how that works.
Yeah, well, it's not that giant.
All right.
They can push it
it's
a little
bit. It's like this big. It's like a torso.
Yeah. It's like that giant Little Nemo thing.
Yeah. Every single Marvel hardcover is like that now.
They try selling that Little Nemo thing at San Diego. How are you going to get that thing home?
Yeah, that's a big problem with that. Yeah.
Ship it. Like Kramer's ergot. Yeah, you gotta.
You can just buy that at home. Just get it wherever you live. That's such a like you're just causing problems for yourself buying a book that large.
Yeah,
I'm
sitting there going, I would.
Chris,
we're
not
his luggage. Would you
listen?
Be able
we're
to
talking
fit, you know,
about normal people, not Mister. I'm going to bring a bunch of hardcovers with me.
Absolute edition. George Perez is going to be there. I have to bring.
I've never seen a larger suitcase ever. He couldn't get it up a hallway.
My biggest regret about my biggest.
I'm not joking. We could not get it up a fucking hallway.
My biggest regret about Around Comics is that we did not spend enough time talking about Chris's luggage on that one trip. That's one thing I don't think we spent enough time discussing. I could have done four episodes talking about the luggage.
I want to set the record straight.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. I was in charge of taking all the recording equipment out to New York. That was not just clothes and more than two or three Absolute editions.
Well, that's true, but I ended up carrying it most everywhere where we fucking went. Also, because you had a giant fucking suitcase that you could fit a body in for hardcovers.
Wasn't there also a bottle of bourbon?
Yeah,
in the
yeah,
back? Like, bourbon you couldn't buy fucking bourbon in New York City.
I never fly anywhere without a bottle of bourbon, Tom. You should know this by now.
I don't know if they'll have bourbon in New York. We have to make sure.
I thought it was a Chicago thing.
I don't know if we have it.
They did. I left some on the sidewalk.
That wasn't the time you threw up, though.
Oh, is that a different year?
It was different New York.
There was a different year. I think it was a year or two after that when you were throwing up on the street.
In a trash can.
In a trash can.
While I was on the phone with Suntress.
John,
I'll be right back. No, I'm okay now.
So. Like a girl at a frat party.
That's me.
Vomiting on the street. That's what I'll miss the most.
Chris vomiting on the street.
Chris vomiting.
You know what? I'll come visit you in Massachusetts and I'll bring my big ass suitcase.
Roll it in. Filled we got another puke. Bedroom.
Filled with puke.
You can sleep in the comic room.
Oh,
you
nice.
Get that smell of old comics. And then you wake up and I'm standing over you, just staring at you.
What are you doing?
What are you doing in here?
Why are you naked?
Why are you? Did you look in my long boxes? The one thing I told you you could not do is open up that long box.
That one, that, right there.
That one, right there.
It's
where all the
it's
good
a drawer.
Stuff. It's where all the good stuff is.
It's a drawer.
It's where I keep all the good stuff. You did bring a lot of hardcovers with you.
Hey, I got some cool stuff signed.
Most people
why would
fly
you
back
bother?
With hardcovers. Most people fly back with hardcovers. They
get,
don't go.
Get, bring an he issue for George Paris to sign. Bring your favorite issue
why
that
do
he drew.
Whenever you have the Absolute Crisis on Infinite Earth.
That's insane.
You couldn't.
That's insane.
No, it's signed is what it is. How many hardcovers did you bring to that? You had, what, a dozen?
Probably
a dozen Absolute and hardcovers that he brought to New York, to a convention, to have people
first time
sign.
First time I've ever paid money for being overweight with my luggage.
Jesus Christ.
That's,
I remember
how much
having,
a pound? Really?
I had the banner.
And then it was like 3 months later and George Perez is in, you know, Chicago.
Yeah.
It's
like,
this is my only chance to ever see George Perez will be this trip to, he's in Chicago man. 3 months later. The true story of Around Comics is just sad Charlie Brown music and Chris dragging
some
hard covers.
That's my life right there. All right, so Chris, you're working on a super top secret project.
That's the title,
super
top secret
Lyndon
project.
Johnson's
graphic novel or a series?
In between,
graphic
prestige,
series.
Something like that.
Roosevelt's booty call.
That sounds pretty good.
All right. Well,
don't steal my idea.
Like Jefferson, maybe.
Jefferson.
What's
interesting. What
do you mean?
I'm just saying, Jefferson had some interesting booty calls, I think. More than
Racist.
Well, how is that racist?
Which Roosevelt am I talking about? I'm talking about Eleanor Roosevelt.
Whoa.
Bam.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I just wrote an issue
didn't
right
she,
there. That's the end. Flip the script.
All right, well, Mr. Burnham.
You're going to throw in the...
Thank you for dropping by. You have any parting words for Tom?
You will not be missed.
Yeah, well.
Beautiful, Chris. Beautiful.
All right, Seeley, from the heart. Get over here.
This is really like everyone plug their stuff
and then
say fuck you to Tom.
Tell the fuck off. Plug, what do you got to plug?
I got nothing to plug but Tom.
Well, tell Tom to fuck off anyway.
At this point, Tim, you just sit down and go, Wildcats, fuck you, Tom.
Well, I'd like to first be... I wasn't here for Tom. I was stumbling to get a sandwich. Looked like there was people hanging out. I saw beer. They came in here.
Cookies.
And then I was like... Tom is moving or whatever. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Ooh, White Castle. So just so you know, yeah.
It was on the way to Jimmy John's.
Yeah, exactly. You happen to be in between me and McDonald's. And that's
how I met my wife. I got in between her and a sandwich.
And he never got out of the way.
And I never got out of the way. Exactly.
I will throw punch you.
But yeah, it's a set. I was actually... just before I was at the Devil's Due office talking to one of the guys, and I said, "Oh, you guys, are, you know, the Round Comics guys are thinking about kind of closing down." He's like, "Fuck it, we'll take it over. We'll do it. We'll just fucking do the show." And so that's our standing offer. Friday night, fuck it, we'll do it. Me and Sam Wells and Assortment Burnham. Of course, you know, is entertaining.
No. So basically, at this point, we have one offer on the board, which is fuck it, we'll do it.
We'll take it off your hands.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, exactly. Attractive, you have to do all the tech stuff, but we'll talk.
You'll provide content.
Yeah, so. Other than that, I don't want to load anything or whatever. You guys still have to do the thing where you talk about sponsors, but we'll talk. We'll fill hours.
You know how long it takes to get all this talking onto index cards to put into your computer? Do you know how long that takes?
It takes days.
Probably longer than it takes for Burnham to go from talking nice to insulting Alan Moore.
It's like 45 seconds.
You'll never find out.
You've got like a computer now.
Yeah.
You're on Twitter. I mean,
I know,
you're like technologically plugged in.
I still don't know how to use Twitter, though. I still like put the parentheses and the number symbol in the wrong places. And then people call you out on it. Like, you're not using Twitter.
You're
right.
Such a douchebag. Yeah. What are you doing?
What the fuck? There's no fucking Twitter rules. Yeah, I don't know what the hell that is. Finger Friday. I don't know what the hell that is.
Finger Friday. I'm going to change it to be Finger Friday.
It's for all the 17-year-olds. But I'm trying to connect with the youngins, right? I mean, they're the future.
Sure.
They like that, the tweeters. So
they're on the tweeter. Yeah. They're on the
Twitter.
They're on the face page.
Yeah,
you need
to get on that the twat blog.
The twat blog. That's a whole other thing.
What is?
Took me months to get into that one. I don't think the twat blog is too. Yeah, that's no twart. The tweet art.
Twart? Tweet art, Twitter art, twart. It's twarter, tortoise.
Twart.
Dot blogspot.com, I believe, is what it's called. Yeah. It's a group of artists. Most of them.
Seems Chris Samney Central.
Fowler.
Andy Kuhn.
I think he's sabotaging the other people secretly.
I agree.
There's a bunch of really awesome, and they like pick a theme and then put a bunch of.
Which is kind of like our draw night thing, except they actually get drawings done and aren't drunk.
Well,
you never know.
Fowler. That's true.
Fowler.
You never know.
Really good stuff. So
yeah,
far.
It's a great idea.
I mean,
idea.
They've only put up Zorro, so the rest of their stuff could completely blow.
I've seen sneak peeks of the other stuff. It's pretty cool. Oh,
well, do you think Somni pushes the suggestions towards things involving like lots of shadows?
Lots of blacks and whites. Can we do Dr. Light again?
All right, I'm sorry, guys. It's Moon Knight again.
Yeah. It's going to be yet another Moon Knight.
When somebody suggests like Green Giant or something, he's fucked.
It's like, no Daredevil.
Daredevil. He's going to be hosed.
It's Green Knight. It's Green Giant in an alleyway. In a swamp.
There's alleys and swamps, right?
Did you see the video that Laura put together, the swamp thing video? Mm-hmm. That was crazy.
Mm-hmm. You know, that just comes down to there's people that you know where you see them work and you're like, fuck you. It looks effortless and it just looks like it flows. And I know that when I draw, I cry. And, you know.
One of the toughest things with your art is that a lot of the pages are distorted from your salty tears.
Real tears, yeah.
It's just like him. It's like, if you watch me draw live, there'd be like a break where I went masturbated and I came back. It'd be like just the saddest thing. Just
Where were you for 10 minutes?
Yeah. And then I come sit back down and I'm wearing like a toga.
There's 15 minutes of you just like both hands on the desk, just with your head down, just
nodding off,
sobbing.
Live guilt. That's what we call that show.
Live guilt. We sped up this 20 minutes of guilt in 35 seconds. What am I doing? What am I doing?
Well, what do you have going on these days, man?
Oh, let's see. Oh, you know what? By the time this comes out, I think my first Wildcats will be out. Yeah. So it comes out the 27th. So next Wednesday, which will be your past Wednesday in the future. So yeah, that
people
comes out
of the future.
Yeah.
Fight your way through the mutants and zombies to get to your comic shop. I assume Diamond still delivered their books after the apocalypse.
Siphon gas out of an abandoned car.
As long as it wasn't a holiday.
Light a torch.
Unless there's a holiday and then the diamond shipments will be delayed one day.
The world is ruled by the giant vagina and Elmore's beard. And world went crazy.
It lands in Manhattan.
Yeah. Alan Moore lost the fight against the vagina.
That was the creature at the end of Watchmen.
Oh my God! It was.
It's the vagina.
Let's see, Chris, how many draw that in his fucking mind. That's some terrible shit. But so I got that going, and then obviously the hack slash keeps plodding out. So
see,
here we go.
There's a hack slash statue, but statue. Was that for vote?
Here's this whole idea I had. Tell me if this is stupid as fuck, because it might be. The idea I thought was, you know, why sort of like try to get something licensed and then have somebody make something when there's this thing called patchtogether.com where you vote on your design, and if you get enough votes, they make it, and then they get enough orders, they make your statue, and it's cheap because, you know, it's just made by...
Based on demand.
So I thought that would be a good way to try to do a statue thing. I don't know if it's a good idea or not, but I just thought it'd be an experiment.
Sure.
You can't lose
that. Because it's kind of like punk rock, I thought, in a weird way, you know?
Did you see the guy at Windy City that brought in that Fear Agent statue for Tony Moore to see?
Yeah.
You got to get in touch with that guy.
I know. See, yeah. The thing is, because, like, you know, with the Hackslash thing, there's not a shitload of people who would be clamoring for an action figure or something, but the people that do want one are, like, the ones that are really into it, so I feel like... It would be nice to have something for us, you know.
Well, you got nothing to lose this way.
Yeah, it just seemed like, I mean, other than utter embarrassment, maybe. I get like 6 views, and the kid who drew the Jiminy Cricket, you know.
The winner is a female Gandalf. It's Gandalf with a women's breast.
Coming out of his beard. God, this is, you guys are just... There's some fixations going on. But all you have to do, there's this website, it's patchtogether.com. All you have to do is sign up for their website. It's like a message board-based sort of thing where you vote on stuff. And then people submit designs, and you vote on it. Once you sign up, you can vote, you can comment on it. So, I mean, we're in a little bit of a weird, kind of weird company, I guess, because it's mostly sort of vinyl toy collector types, you know?
Yeah, right.
Where, you know, they're sort of definitely more up for like a Gary Baseman sort of looking, you know, big-nosed troll monkey thing, whatever.
Vince B likes.
Sure.
Orc Stain. Right. Something out of Orc Stain.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Oh, I would order anything out of Orc Stain.
But I mean, yeah, I might vote for that instead. Yeah,
no problem. But I mean, kind of a cool idea, you know, it's sort of more of a, you know, it's sort of user based. I like the idea of it. I just thought it was a cool thing. One of the guys on my CBR board suggested it, and I basically sicked him on it, and he set it all up for me because I'm, again, like you guys know, technologically. Not so.
Well, how often do they vote for stuff?
Well, the cool thing about it is basically you just have, we don't know what the number of votes is, basically. But if it gets enough interest, they'll put it into production. And then once it's in production, you have a minimum order for the price you choose. So if it's $30, your minimum order is maybe what? I don't know, 100 or something.
Yeah.
So,
so you just
you
just have to get to a certain threshold of votes, and then
buy a Cassie Hack statue.
There you go. So sign up to
the
Patch
Together.
So
it's not like a competition where you like it's not like a vote for somebody else necessarily.
Nope.
Like it's just pure.
Are you interested in this project?
Yeah, you know, once they do it, if they don't get minimum orders, but you kind of have as much time as, I mean, hypothetically, you have as much time as you need to get it up to those to the minimum orders, you know. So. It just seemed like a kind of cool, I don't know, independent way to do something without, you know, just
hiring someone to make a fancy sculpt of.
Yeah, or just like trying to go through some other company and then going through Diamond and all that stuff. Sure. It's like, you know, if there's only so many people who are going to be super into it, why not just make it for all them? Right.
So there you go, folks. Everyone listening, go to patchtogether.com. Patchtogether.com. And,
yeah.
I'm
going to go. And I also recommend, like, other creators. I mean, check it out. It's kind of a cool thing. Like,
you don't want to get your competition.
Oh, it's not competition. It's all good if we all get stuff.
So
I mean, you
can
know,
vote for multiple things.
You can vote for everything you want. Okay, anything that you'd want that you would hypothetically be interested
in. It's not like a duel.
No.
Hackslash or Orc Junk.
Yeah,
you know, it's not that kind of. It's just.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, no offense, Tim, but
I take Orc Chun too. Don't worry about it. You don't say shit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you have any parting shots for
Tom? You know, there's this long-standing tradition of Chicago to send its funny people to other cities. You know, we lost everybody who's ever been funny in the city has moved to L.A. or New York or for some reason.
Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Live or Daily Show or 30 Rock.
Well, maybe I'll be on the Worcester has a live comedy show on at 3 a.m. on Tuesdays.
Nice. Oh, man. Is it Worcester Live?
Bob Odenkirk? It's just called Stop Stop Looking At Me. Yeah. It's just like a bunch of angry, like, what are you looking at me for? It's mostly scenes of people like accusing other people of eyeballing.
Wow.
You looking at me?
Well, you record that and send it back.
What's your problem? Why are you looking at me?
See, well, I hope that you can make that career work. It's sad that we're losing you.
It's fine. It's
it'll be less funny, but you know what? We'll get some new kids in a couple months from now, going to, and they'll be funny, and the laughter will return. So
we'll forget all
the tears. Yeah,
the tears.
We'll miss you, Chief. So, cheers.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Mr. Norton, it's your turn.
Sit down.
Are you out here, Christian?
Michelle, take a load off. Okay.
We'll do dinner soon. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Memphis. Oh,
hello.
Thank you.
Memphis Tiger.
I'll see you again. I'll be back in Chicago. Oh.
We going?
Yeah.
Live.
Yeah.
Oh, start talking.
It's live, bitch.
Hi, everybody.
Dance for us, Mike.
Bye, Christian.
Bye, Michelle.
It was nice to meet you, Michelle.
Bye, everybody. Okay, goodbye, I'm done, everybody. Too. Bye.
Let's wrap up the show. Take a microphone with you.
Take
a microphone with you.
Let's get out of here before Mike starts.
I hear you do an impression of me.
Oh, really?
That's what I've heard.
Oh, impression?
What?
Not vocal.
Not vocal? What is it? Show
physical,
me.
Physical. It's more of a physical.
It's a physical comedy. It's like Mr.
Somebody
Bean.
Somebody told me that.
Well, you on your sandwich walking in the bathroom to the store.
Yeah, I've heard he walks around in a bathrobe and a sandwich.
That's funny.
You're the American Mr. Bean.
I am.
Mr. Norton, how are you?
Hi, everybody.
Yeah. Heck, you're.
Hi, Mike.
You're part of the family here, so.
Yay! And the family's gone away.
Daddy's moving away.
You're gonna have 2 Christmases, Mike.
Really?
Yeah.
Double the toys.
One in Boston.
This is awesome.
This is the best Christmas ever.
That's right. You guys should break up more.
How's Shazam going? Drawing the Billy Bats.
Very good. It's very fun. It's very fun.
You make Mary a little less judgmental. She.
No, Mary has got to be.
Oh yeah, that's right.
You all suck.
Mary does not like what you're doing.
I could tell. I felt guilty.
I'm gonna make those. If it weren't like, if there wasn't some kind of like pederast angle to it, you can make those like those Jeff Goldblum pictures that were going around on the internet, where you put them on the bathroom stall. And it's like Jeff Goldblum is watching you. It's like you could do that with Mary Marvel, but there's something dirty about it.
Yeah,
yeah, in a bathroom, like, girl, you don't want to.
Mary Marvel disapproves.
Mary Marvel doesn't like what you're doing.
Yeah, the art I've been seeing is awesome. What's the street date on the first issue?
I think it's like I don't know what the Wednesday is. It's like 20 something, February 20 something.
Okay, so it's coming up here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Next one.
Billy Batson and Magic of Shazam.
Yep, number 13, I think, is the issue number. Yeah.
And it's written by Art Baltazar and Franco, and art by you.
Yep.
Yeah.
All by me. It's penciled and inked for the first time.
And colored.
Not colored. No. Colored is by colors are by Zach Atkinson.
Okay, cool.
So
yeah, I was just joking about the color.
That's the next step. I'll just go to Scotty's house one day and just lock myself in there and say, I'm not coming out until you teach me how to color.
I'm sure Casey would love that.
That's not going to end up the way you think. But, you know, 15 minutes into it, his leg will be doing this, and my leg will be doing that. And there was like, you want to go watch The Shield?
You want to play video games?
Yeah, you want to go play? Well, he doesn't really play. He likes to look at them, but he's like, hey, you play a video game, and I'll watch it.
That's weird.
I used to do that in college.
Really?
Yeah. There's something about it, especially the games they got now.
I played Left 4 Dead for the first time.
Oh,
Left
4
Dead 2.
That thing made me so tense.
It was funny. My friends were laughing at me as I was like,
how do you use this?
I'm like, there's 25 buttons on this thing. Why are you crouching, Tom? Why are you crouching? I don't know why. I don't know if I am crouching.
That's the thing about those games is because you're so...
you're so, because you're playing with a group, so you don't want to let them down. It's like playing sports with somebody. Like, if you mess something up, they're going to yell at you. Plus, you're being attacked by zombies.
Tom, you're crouching. Tom, you're crouching. I don't know what I did to crouch.
Shoot something, Tom.
Hit B. Hit B.
I don't know. What is B?
Oh, great. We're dead now.
You hit it twice. Duh.
Why are you shooting me in the back of the head? I did shoot someone in the back of the head. They were pissing me off. I walked up behind him and... Execution.
Yeah,
of
don't
staff.
Play with Hank. He'll do that too.
Oh, the kids these days, they don't understand teamwork. Right. It's that army of one bullshit.
I was playing some game with him, and he just kept killing me. It's like, I'm on your team.
Well, maybe now when I move to Worcester, I'll get into like online gaming, so I can,
we're gonna have to buy Tom an Xbox.
A hermit.
Farewell. I don't like this path you're going down.
I'm buying a huge TV.
Tom, get a Wii and we'll play Mario Kart. It's less.
I have a Wii.
Oh, do you have a Wii? We'll play Mario Kart.
Oh snap! I got a Wii too.
Ooh.
So I'll get online and play Mario Kart.
Yeah, it's much less stressful.
My kids have.
There's
a Wii.
No crouching.
Oh, I'm
they
sorry.
Don't let me play it.
Oh, you kids don't.
I have every game system there is to own. I just don't ever play them.
Yeah. My wife's actually getting into the EA Active on that stuff. She's doing the refit stuff. Yeah.
I wanted to get that for Julie, but I didn't. I thought it might insult her.
Here's something that's like. Here you go.
Here's a Wii Fit. What are you saying?
What are you saying?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm saying nothing. I'm saying.
And
we
if
can
it,
both
if
use
that
it.
Isn't enough, then you put the game in there, and then it makes your little avatar fat when they weigh you, and I'm just like, I don't need that shit around here.
Fucking video game telling me I'm fat. I know I'm fat.
Thanks a lot.
Here's what I'll do. I'll get a PlayStation 3, and I'll become really immersed in the DC online game.
Oh, dude.
Where I'm almost.
I'm there when it comes out.
I'm really.
Let's create a super team, Tom. We'll be a duo. We'll be like a. Yeah, that's right.
It's Hawk and Dove.
We'll be like the Blue Beetle in Booster Gold.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. But the thing is, Tom will log in first. He'll get Beetle, and you'll have to be Booster.
You can't play as established guys. Yeah. But. We would have to fight over who's the sidekick. But that might actually be kind of thing.
That's your shtick.
Yeah. Who's the sidekick?
I would want to be the sidekick.
Oh, man.
Why would you want to be the sidekick?
I don't know. I feel more comfortable in that role.
You don't want a leadership role?
Not as much.
I don't want a management position.
God, after four years of Around Comics,
that's our names.
That's
our names. I'll be the manager, and you'll be the assistant manager. Those will be our superhero names.
I have to go ask my manager.
Can I be the assistant to the assistant manager?
And we'll just have like fast food things with a name tag except capes.
Let me go ask my manager, and then I punch him.
Yeah, that's right.
Tom's been a sidekick on this show for four
years.
Yeah,
I know. I prefer the sidekick role.
Yeah, and
he's
good at it.
Important sidekick if he leaves, and then everybody says, "Well, fuck this."
Yeah, pretty much.
You're the crucial block in the Chenga Tower.
He's Dick Grayson. He's the glue of the show. You know,
I'm slowly catching up to you in age too.
You'll never catch up with me.
I know. Just like Batman. Batman.
I'm sorry, I just ruined your joke. I've done that a lot. So if there's one thing that we've learned over four years,
no reason to stop on the last episode.
Because I've really thought about. I was like, maybe I should get a PlayStation 3 because it has a Blu-ray player, right?
Yeah,
PlayStation
3. You're gonna be unemployed soon. You're gonna need something.
Yeah, and then yeah, I was like, if I get that DC game, though, I could totally see myself becoming really addicted since I'm unemployed.
You'd
and
be
I don't
like
know
a digital. You would be like a digital Flash stalker. You'd be like, I gotta go find the Flash. I don't know where he is. And you're just like,
I would always know where he is at all times.
You'd right? like run into somebody's like, hey, what do you want to go on an adventure? He's like, no, Flash is due over here. He's gonna come by any minute now. I've been waiting here for 3 days.
I'm waiting for the Flash to run by.
Every 78.3 hours, the Flash runs by this bank, and I will be here.
Like, it does look pretty rad, though.
I know, man. I can't wait. I've been waiting for 2 years already for this game.
I'm going to definitely jump on that one.
Yeah. And is it only PS3?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I bought a PS3 in anticipation of it. That was almost a year ago.
I've got an Xbox 360 and a Wii. My wife will kill me. So you
it's a Blu-ray player. I told you, you bought two Blu-ray players.
Yeah, because my wife would...
Telling
because
you to buy
my
a
wife
PS3.
Would freak out if I bought a
PS3. I was holding off and buying a Blu-ray. Blu-ray player because I
because of this game.
Well, I was thinking about awesome getting a PS3, Blu-ray player.
So I was like, oh, you know, like I'll wait to buy a Blu-ray player because number one,
and it plays AVI files and MP4s.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, it's good media. Not that I know. Yeah, you should do it.
All right, yeah, do it. So Tom, get online.
We just
and play
to make sure somebody else.
So,
I'm not going to miss you at all, Tom.
So, speaking of Boston, you're actually probably going to be, you'll see Tom before we do.
Are you going to go?
I'll probably get there. Like, it's not that far for me to get. I'll probably go there on, like, a Saturday.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Boston Comic Con. I'm not exactly sure what the date is. It's in May or March or April.
It's in April. It's the weekend before C2E2.
Yeah, weekend before C2E2.
Wow, you're going to be conned out.
Dude, my March and April are ridiculous.
Are you Emerald City?
I am Emerald City. My first year at Emerald City.
That's a great show.
This year, I'm doing a lot of shows I had never done before. Like, I'm going to go to Emerald City. I'm doing this Boston show. Oh, I think this is the first year for the Boston. No, this isn't the first year.
Yeah, it actually looks like a good show.
I'm going to go to the Boston show. I'm going to do, what's that, the Charlotte show for the first time? Heroes Con.
Oh, you've never been to Heroes?
I've never been to Heroes.
Either. That's really good. I want to go to that show.
So I think that'll be a good enough. Plus, you know, C2E2, and that's a good enough lineup of stuff to do. Plus, there's tiny little shows I'm doing.
That's the only, not the only, but it's one of the downfalls of not doing the comic book podcast any longer is I can't go, honey, I'm going to go to Charlotte, North Carolina to go to a comic convention because there's some people I need to, you know, figure something out with. I need to
have a press interview. I have a press
pass. The podcast was an excuse to them?
Yeah.
They bought that?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Well, really?
But most times it wasn't.
They didn't go like, this is that stupid thing you do on the weekends as an excuse to go out. They didn't
my wife says that about anything you do on the weekends.
Generally it was, I mean, it wasn't that big of an excuse because in the beginning we did go to conventions to try and.
I get how it could be a legitimate excuse, but I can see how family members never take you seriously.
I think my wife at this point, we've been together for like 20-something years, so at this point...
She's just happy you're gone.
My
wife,
know.
It was a way to get me out of the house for the weekend.
You guys must be really annoying.
My wife was...
You know me for how long?
How many conventions do you go to a year, Mike?
My wife will probably come with me to the Boston convention.
He's just flaunting it. He's just saying how perfect his life is.
Well, Tom's life is perfect.
Neither one of us know anybody else in Worcester, so...
you want to go meet people?
Yeah, let's go to Worcester. Let's go to the comic book convention.
Nice.
You want to go to the comic book convention? Yeah. Let's do it.
What are you looking at?
What are you looking at, man? What's your problem? You lost?
Well, it sucks that you guys are ending. This is it?
This is Tom's last one. And then we've
Mike,
got
there's still 10 more episodes.
Eight.
Is it really?
Eight more.
God. What am I all sad about?
It's Tom's last one.
Tom's last one, then we have 8 episodes after
then
this.
Then there'll be 8 more.
Seriously? You have that many in the can already?
Well, no, we're going to do 8 more.
Oh, why 8? Why the magic number 8?
Up to C2E2.
Yeah, we're going to C2E2.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's going to be the...
For some reason, I thought this was it. And, like, there's going to be lots of crying and stuff.
No,
and I felt bad that I didn't bring a cake.
There's no crying. There's no crying.
And how am I losing my voice already?
You're verklempt.
Talking.
Maybe.
Yeah, you're verklempt. So, no, we got four more recordings. I think we're going to hit Challengers one time, and we're gonna do a couple more here. So we've got 8 more episodes, and we're gonna go.
So
up
instead
to
of just ripping the Band-Aid off, you're gonna make it like somebody.
We're gonna make it hurt. We're gonna make
this
it hurt.
Gonna, this sucks.
Get your 8 episodes left around comics T-shirts.
All right, so Billy Batson, Magic Shazam,
go get it.
Y'all done with Green Arrow?
Green Arrow and my last Blue Beetle are all next. Month two, so I will have 3 books out next
month. And The Curse
is available through DCBS.
Mm-hmm. I have it ordered.
Yes,
I'm
going to
do DCBS,
and I'll have it at conventions. This
I just picked up my copy today.
And you're working on it's great. It's awesome. And you're also working on The Answer. So hopefully
I'm working on The Answer. So eventually I'm almost done with that.
So funny on Twitter, Mike is complaining about all of the books that he has to draw, and Kevin Mellon's response was, "You dumbass, you made one of the main characters." Librarian, what did you expect?
which I thought was great. Blow up the library.
Well, thanks for giving it away.
Oh, jeez. Done that twice now tonight.
That spoilers. Old comic book cliche, blowing up the library.
And I'm like, Mike, just think of the books as, you know, really well-organized rubble.
Well, I did after you said that. I was like, oh, this makes sense. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What would Byrne do?
Just think that.
This is a rubble prequel.
Not, no background.
This is a prequel. Yeah.
What? No.
This is a prequel to Rubble. This is all the rubble before it's
there
rubble.
There will be rubble.
There will be rubble at some point.
All right. So any parting shots for Tom?
No, I'm going to we'll miss you. You know, I see you every weekend. We hang out and all that
I'll
stuff.
I'll see you in
it's
DC.
Very close. Yeah.
DC
we'll,
online.
Yeah, we'll play video
the
games.
DC Online.
The manager and the assistant manager. Work on that origin story. So,
what's your assistant manager? How did you end up the way you are? I have to check with my manager to make sure that I
we have the first two people to sign up for DC Online, and they've named themselves manager and assistant manager. I'm not sure they're getting the concept.
That's my even if I don't play the game, I just want to sign up to see what people name the characters.
Oh, God.
Stay
at my place.
Exactly. Nice. Well, yeah. Well,
Muscle Rod.
Good luck.
Orc Junk.
Crotch Destroyer.
Orc Junk. Nice. Hillary's looking at us like we're crazy. Hillary, of
he's
all
next.
People.
I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah.
I'll get out of here so you can
all right,
put
Mr.
useful people
all right, Mike Norton, thank all you right. so much.
See ya.
Next up, Tom, this is your wife.
Mr.
Jeffrey Brown, how you doing?
Hi, Jeffrey.
Good.
How are you?
It's good
Hi.
To see you, man.
Hey, what's up?
How's it going?
Oh, good. Look at this. He's throwing
the winter classic
in our face, the Wings Blackhawks winter classic, where the Wings won that one 5-2?
It was 6-4, I think.
Did you go to it?
Yeah, I was there.
Was it fun?
It was a lot of fun.
Cool.
Are you a Wings fan?
Yeah,
right. He's from Michigan.
That's
yeah.
right. I forgot.
He brought us Little Caesars.
They were
pizza.
Good. They used to be
that's
good.
Right.
The Wings used to be good.
Yeah. Yeah, they used to be good in the regular season. Still really good in the playoffs when it counts.
We'll see. Your buddy Jeff Lemire, big hockey fan.
Another
now,
hockey
I'm
guy.
Assuming that he's a Leafs fan.
He is. He lives in Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
Grew up near, kind of near there.
So do you guys keep in touch over the hockey?
Yeah, a little. Well, not so much because Toronto's really bad.
Yeah, I don't follow hockey that much, but even I feel bad that Toronto's bad.
That's kind of like the Yankees being bad.
Yeah, yeah. But there's another cartoonist, Rob Ullman, who's a Pittsburgh fan. So we
ooh, a Penguins fan.
Yeah. So
well,
get in touch with him, see what our bet will be for the next.
Well, there's
Wings, the Penguins game, but
the American cities that really care about hockey is Michigan.
That's
Pittsburgh,
not a city.
Well, Detroit,
the state of.
There's people in Michigan really like the Red Wings, which isn't true about a lot of places where there's no regional besides
hockey.
That's true. Yeah, okay. People actually.
What
like
are
the
they?
Red
what
Wings
else are they going to do? Like the Lions?
Yeah,
exactly.
But you know, they did win two games.
Yeah, exactly.
Was
I've never
two?
Been.
Was it that many?
All the times I've been to Detroit, because my wife is from Detroit, I've never gone to a Red Wings game. And I don't like watching hockey on TV,
really,
but I like going
channel.
To hockey games.
It's fun.
Like, I on TV it loses a little bit, but I like going to games. And it's a good thing because the Worcester has a minor league hockey team for the San Jose Sharks. Called the Worcester Sharks, which
Worcester.
Doesn't make sense.
Well, you're near a body of water.
True. Salt water.
Yo.
Is it an IHL team or?
I think
it's the AHL.
It's AHL, yeah. Yeah, so.
There you
it's
go.
Good. Hockey talk.
Hockey
around
talk.
Around hockey.
Around
hockey.
Around hockey, yeah. Now,
we never
around
get a chance
comics
to,
will end, and then we're going to start
around
hockey.
Yeah, we're just going to call it
just
pucks.
Make a seamless transition.
Puck off.
Yeah. Puck off.
Puck off. Nice. The new show, Puck Off.
I don't know why we don't do a sports show. We could do a year-round
sports
podcast.
We could do a great
podcast
sports show.
Between baseball, hockey, football. I mean, Christ, we talk more about sports than we do.
I, you know, I I'm surprised no one's done that before. A sports podcast.
I'm sure people have, but they're just not very good.
What?
You know, come on.
You'd be surprised.
I'm going to go home and Google that.
It's actually harder to... I found it harder to find a good sports show than it is to find a comic book show. I don't know what it is. I don't know if, like, it's the... Comic book fandom, I think people are more used to, even like the comic book fans you would make fun of as not being articulate are more articulate than
sports fans
about why they like what they like. There's,
well, and I think the other thing too is that sports is, there's so much significant change instantly, and so like talk radio makes more sense where you can have people call in and
you just kind of like the team you like, and there's even less rationale for why you like the team you like than why you like the comic you like.
Fucking born here with a bunch of moral, shitty teams.
It's all moral luck, you know.
It's the Seinfeld skit. I mean, we root for laundry.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. So, you know, I am loyal to my sport teams to a fault.
Like the 11 or 12 of them that you
I can see that.
The six different football teams, the three baseball teams, the 11 hockey teams you root for.
If I were born in Chicago, I would probably be a hopeless Cubs fan. And I freely admit that. But because I'm a Southern Illinois boy, grew up rooting for the Cardinals, I will always be a Cardinal.
You know what's funny about moving? A lot of people were like, oh, are you going to start rooting for the Red Sox? Which I thought was a really weird thing for someone to... Because I was like,
I don't understand that either. It's like,
I'm sure people do.
All of a sudden.
Yeah.
But I was like, I kind of already root for the
proudly,
Brewers.
You know, fly that Green Bay Packer.
Oh, and fuck. I'm not going to root for the Packers. The Packers play the Patriots in at New England next year.
Oh,
and I'm going to show up to that game wicked drunk.
You already got your cheese head?
I'm ready to roll. I'll get out the Aaron Rodgers jersey, get out the cheese head, just, you know, troll around the town.
Let's rock. Let's go to a fish boil.
What are you looking at?
Nice. Yeah, nice.
Exactly.
Well, it's like, you know, Jeffrey, I mean, he waves his Red Wings flag very higher end here.
Yeah, and the weird thing is that this year... People have started heckling me in the street about it.
Oh, people!
Which, oddly enough, wasn't happening last year, or the year before.
Hey, the Blackhawks were bad for a really long time. It's
like 4 years.
Here's something about
4 years. 14 years.
Oh, you mean in the playoffs? Yeah,
weren't in the playoffs.
Blackhawks were terrible for a long time. And what you're also dealing with is a lot of.
Wait, was the 90s that long ago?
Yeah.
19 years ago.
Yeah, it was like.
Sorry, it's all these Stanley Cups blend together.
Oh, damn.
He set you up. He just.
Damn.
Round hockey.
Anyway, you were saying.
Puck off.
Yeah, you just told us to puck off, didn't you?
Should we talk about comics?
No, you also have a lot of really disgruntled Bears fans that are now excited about the Blackhawks, so they're taking out
it
a
makes
lot of
sense.
Frustration.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
So
have you ever thought about doing a hockey comic?
Rob Ullman, the cartoonist I mentioned before, has a mini comic he did called Old Time Hockey Tales. And so Jeff Lemire and I have talked with him about we're all like kind of busy, so we keep putting it off. But sometime I'll do some.
What would be
hockey
like the what's the format of it? Like what?
I mean, it's just like 5.5 by 8.5 inches, you know, Xerox.
Yeah. What's like the story? Is it just like
The first one just had like the story of Terry Sawchuk and.
Okay.
You know, some of the older hockey players, some kind of
so it's
like
a biographical
characters.
Character thing about
kind of history oriented, trying to stay away from maybe you know the current players and more about just kind of
interesting
stories
older,
from the past.
Cool,
older hockey players.
Yeah, I'm
hockey
I'm,
comics.
I'm just old enough to remember going to hockey games and seeing guys that skated without helmets. That's the whenever they were grandfathered in. This is the pre-helmet era NHL. Like Harold Schneps.
Yeah.
You remember Harold Schneps? Why? You remember Harold Schneps.
Or like, do you remember when there were, like Craig McTavish was the only guy in the entire league without a helmet?
The only guy.
Absolutely. That was
still
awesome.
Had all his hair, so.
I just like the idea of one guy being like, fuck it, I never played with a helmet.
It's going to fuck up my game.
It's like, the one goalie who still refused to wear a mask.
Oh, yeah, like, you know what? Yeah,
he's
you know what? I'm not wearing a helmet. I don't care. Never wore a helmet before.
You pussies can wear helmets all you want.
I played hockey for 23 years.
What are the chances I'd get a head injury now?
Not that my reflexes are slower and the game is sped up.
And it's always 100% guys who would get injured because they're always fighting or always like hitting. You know, it was like
they're old school. Like, you know.
Everyone else throw a helmet on as quickly.
No, I mean, seeing those old pictures of the guys, you know, out there, you know, no helmet. I mean, I think the game was a lot more personable at that point because you could, you know, recognize faces.
Shake hands and then you fight. But and then you go out for steaks after.
They would all smile at you with those black, empty mouths.
We need more sports comic books. We need, like, back in the day.
Isn't aren't they doing another Superman Muhammad Ali?
They're re-releasing the old
Superman. Yeah, and what's up with, like, the one time Topps, like, started doing comic books and they didn't do any sports comics?
They're like, comic books? We can't make any money off comic books. Bah.
We talked on our baseball road trip about the Ricky Henderson comic.
Oh, the Ricky Henderson comic's amazing. And thousands of where he's telling you about how when you steal a base, you have to steal it with your mind
first.
Well,
there's some, you know, James Sturm has Gollum's Mighty Swing.
Oh, that's true.
Great. And then he also James Sturm wrote,
and the newest Fables issue actually featured baseball.
And there's a Satchel Paige comic written by James Sturm, and I
there's a Jack Johnson.
Well,
there's also an awesome, or shall I say deadly awesome comic about MMA.
Yes.
Sulk 2. Deadly Awesome. It was Sulk 2, right?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Sulk 1 was Big Head.
Right.
Okay. Sulk 3 yet?
Sulk 3, yeah, that's out. It's been out for months.
Okay. It's hard to keep up with all your stuff, man. It's like Cats in Bags.
What?
And, all the Sulk stuff.
I only do like 10 books a year, and it's, you know.
That's prolific.
Only costs several hundred dollars for you to keep up.
if you're a true Jeffrey Brown fan,
surely a small portion of your monthly income.
It used to be until he rubbed the whole fucking Stanley Cup shit in my face.
Everyone owes their tithe to Jeffrey Brown. Once.
but you know what? Like then, like the Blackhawks will beat the Red Wings in a game, and then you'll feel all warm and fuzzy, and you'll forgive me.
You mean like in the last 2 years?
Just, well, lately, yeah.
Own them in the regular season.
Yeah. Except for Pavel Datsyuk's awesome goal the other night.
Oh, shit.
Not that you remember this stuff.
We are knee-deep in Chicago versus Detroit hockey talk. We tried to steer back towards comics, and everyone took the first opportunity to immediately return back to
going to the United Center today and watching the Blackhawks play hockey, you know, going to a Red Wings game now, you'll see guys in Red Wings jersey. When I was a kid, I don't know how many times I almost got trampled by guys fighting. If you came to the old United Center, the old Chicago Stadium.
Yeah.
In a Red Wings jersey, fuck that. You were getting in a fight.
Yeah, you know,
now it's all, you know, laughy.
No, I... not necessarily. last game I went to at the United Center, there were some words changed. But,
yeah.
No punches thrown.
Mm-hmm. Shenanigans.
But, that happens when you get to the overtime shootout stage.
The tension goes up, right? You know, get the bumped up a few notches.
Well, what do you have cooking these days? Are you still doing stuff over Top Shelf?
Yeah? Still doing stuff Top Shelf. Next book coming out is actually a collection from Top Shelf that it's kind of mashing together. A few books, like Feeble Attempts and Mini Sulk, which were collections of shorter works, and then also Be a Man and Every Girl is the End of the World for Me. So it's those four books and then a bunch of anthology and short story stuff. So basically all stuff that was previously available to varying degrees. So big collection. And then
it's kind of a nice Jeffrey Brown sample.
Yeah,
almost.
Pay
your tithe to Jeffrey Brown. Pay your tithe.
What do you feel about the recent news from Top Shelf, the influx of cash?
That's great. anything good for Top Shelf is good for me. I work with other publishers. Another book coming out next year is another cat book from Chronicle. But I still do a lot of work with Top Shelf, and obviously have a whole back catalog with them. So,
oh yeah.
And they're definitely my home when I go traveling to conventions. And
I'm hoping for a James Bond feature film, animated feature film. That's my hope. That's what
it's my hope too. but that's the third book coming out this year. Good segues. You have, like, research.
You have another change bots?
Yeah, I'm just starting to draw change bots too. So. Kind of picks up where the first book left off. And
nice. You have a title yet?
Incredible Changebots 2.
more change.
Spelled out. Yeah, spelled out. I considered Revenge of the Rise of the Return. Notes. I was like, it's just... film is already moving into self-parody.
Incredible Changebots 2. More change.
Yeah.
More bots.
They actually change back to the first book.
It's mostly all about, they all go back.
Yeah.
Everyone regresses.
I miss poor Balls.
So.
You miss what?
Balls.
Oh. Yeah. He'll be back.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Balls. Good. Nice.
Come microwave.
On. Balls. I just want to make sure I understood what you're
Incredible
what?
Change balls.
Balls.
Yeah, so that's basically the pipeline for this year. And I actually have, I guess the other big project that I just finished before the holidays was an illustration job for a book called Paul is Undead. It's a Beatles Zombies mashup.
Oh, so, okay.
Very cool.
The Beatles all become zombies. It's a little different take on zombies.
And they all argue, is there a zombie Yoko?
No, Yoko is actually a ninja, as is Ringo. So
you've just piqued my interest.
Yeah, it's written by Alan Goldshirt, who's a Chicago author. So,
okay,
very cool. Ninja Ringo.
Yeah,
awesome, man. Well,
lots
hey,
of stuff.
You know, congratulations on all the success. It's been fun to see it over the last 4 years. You know, all the great things that have happened with you in your career, and it's been
thanks.
Great, man. So
I'm looking forward to the next Blackhawks Red Wings game.
Yeah,
because I'll know that you guys will all care, and I won't.
Coming up.
No,
wait, is that? When is that?
Is it's that like, tonight?
No.
Let's go.
Let's go.
any parting shots for Mr. Caters here?
Go fuck yourself.
You made us all funnier. Unfortunately, you didn't make us better people.
We didn't make
we're
I didn't
worse
make
people, but funnier.
I didn't make anyone's life better.
Thank you.
Just funnier.
Funnier.
You didn't help anyone.
You've nothing. Turned this all into terrible, horrible.
Nothing has changed.
It's just funnier.
Things may actually be worse. But
well, I'll take that.
It was funny.
Yes, it was.
Let's all wallow in the gutter with me.
Mr. Jeffrey Brown, thank you so much. Thanks for coming by.
Go Red Wings?
Fuck Detroit.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Red Wings side on this one.
Yeah.
Just so
stay with
up.
The winner.
Even it up.
Actually, fuck Calgary, but... You know, at least I respect.
Yeah, no.
Detroit.
Thanks for the
must be
thanks
cool.
for the
must,
help the other night too. You beat Calgary.
Must be cool
Detroit
getting an expansion team like the Black Sox did.
Detroit's doing so bad that they're just on the cusp of the playoffs now.
Well, they're missing half their team this season.
Well, because they're all old.
They're all healthy now.
Well, the old guys are the guys that aren't hurt.
Eiserman's still playing.
Hey, let's stop the talk. Hockey talk. All right.
God, Eiserman
thanks,
played
thanks
for 80 years.
He's
Yeah, the
He's
host was
fucking
host
great.
Of
yeah.
Right now.
See what he does for you in the finals.
We'll see.
All right.
I wish nothing but the best for Mr. Hossa. I enjoyed his time in Detroit.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Scored
thanks.
A lot of goals.
Yeah, we'll see how he is in 12 years at the end of that contract.
Yeah.
So, all right.
We'll see.
Right, thanks.
At Chicago, you sign everyone to a long-term contract.
Mr. Suntress.
Him and Soriano can play football for the Bears.
John Suntress.
Did I make it in time for hockey talk?
No.
Because I have a lot
it's
to
over.
Say.
Puck off.
Actually,
don,
don, don. Very quickly, Ullman's, old-time hockey stories book is really good. It's really, really good. Cool. He's very cool.
What's going on, Mr. Suntress?
Not much. I've actually been documenting tonight a little bit here and there.
Tom's escape?
Yes, exactly. So I'm gonna. Maybe we should.
I'm like Snake.
I'll
escape from around comics.
There we go. I'm gonna record our segment both video and audio. So
cool. Wow.
Escape from around comics.
Is that an American flag behind Tom? It kind of looks like. With the red in the comics, it kind of looks like red and white behind you.
America.
Oh, wow, he's such a patriot.
He does look very patriotic, absolutely.
I'm 100% American.
Let's confirm that Chris is a Cardinal fan. Gee, no one could tell. Mr. Sandler.
It's only the third Cardinals jersey he's worn this week.
Plus the Browns.
Where's
hat?
The McGuire jersey?
I don't have a McGuire jersey. I've got it.
No,
I've
we've
got
now just man. Totally devolved into
right,
a sports show.
Really,
can I be Bob Costas for a second? Can you tell us exactly what it felt like when you were taking the steroids?
It did nothing for me.
Yeah, no, I just did it for health purposes.
I just want, since I'm stronger,
I would have hit 75,000 home runs without steroids.
Since John is here, I just want to say that Fergie Jenkins can stick it up his ass.
Oh! Now, what did Fergie do? What did Fergie say?
Fergie said that McGuire should publicly apologize individually to every pitcher that he ever hit.
I think Fergie Jenkins is 100% correct.
I think
by the way, Fergie Jenkins took the only good drug to take while you're playing baseball, and that's marijuana, ladies
no,
and gentlemen.
No, cocaine.
So, okay. Cocaine's
a good one.
Totin' hack.
Oh. One Mr. Doc Ellis would say that LSD is the best.
isn't that the greatest baseball story that Ellis is like?
It's also one of the best
no-hitter.
It's also one of the best animated features on YouTube is the Doc Ellis LSD story that someone animated.
I was going to say, is that another one of those Thailand kind of news reenactments?
No, someone drew like a cartoon where he's like, oh, I woke up and... I thought I had a day off, and my girlfriend's like, "You're pitching today."
You're pitching today.
What?
Well, they did that. They did that on the old Bob Costas HBO show as well.
No
at
hitter.
One point,
no
let's
hitter.
Get it. Let's get it. If I was independently wealthy, I would fund a series of like comic books just about sports stars. Like, bring back the old Ricky Henderson comic book. Have like.
You know, honestly, there was
Blue Water will probably do it. You know, they're looking at for publishing about any fucking thing they can.
There's an old time New York cartoonist named Bill Gallo who both did DC sports comic books, but also did a lot of sports illustration for the major newspapers as well. He's still around, and he's a good friend of my old publisher from Boxing Illustrated, Bert Sugar. And actually, I was just talking to Bert a couple of weeks ago and said I want to get Bill Gallo on my podcast.
How cool!
And so he's all excited about that.
Bert. So how's Bert?
Bert the Hat's great. I just talked to him 2 weeks ago, and he's like 75, but he's still doing great and totally writing and broadcasting and kicking ass.
We are a sports show now.
I love this.
We are a sports show.
Totally. All right, you want me to talk about comic book stuff? I had a busy week, actually. I talked to the entire Shazam team that Mike was talking about earlier.
Art Franco
and Mike, and then talked to John Hickman on Tuesday.
Cool.
Talked to Ethan Van Sciver yesterday. And last week I talked to the Brave and Bold producers. Yeah. That was kind of fun.
Brave and the Bold, that cartoon is awesome.
It is great. My son watches it all the time.
It's fantastic.
The Aquaman one from 2 weeks ago was...
I didn't see it yet.
And Bender was playing Aquaman. It was hilarious. John DeMail.
We've got a parting gift.
DiMaggio.
Parting gift for Tom.
Whoa! Boy, the Budweiser is falling.
This is Tom. May you drink many Boston Lagers out of your Aquaman Toon Tumbler.
That looks like a Nick Carty kind
that
of
is
art
a Nick
there.
Carty Aquaman.
Thank you.
Because I know that you have
keeping
hinted
that
at
Aquaman
it.
Flame flying.
Whenever Tom versus the Flash is done, you've already hinted.
Oh, you got to switch to Aquaman.
It's going
to
be Aquaman. Yeah,
that'd
be
Tom versus Aquaman.
There's good Steve Skates stories of Aquaman, and
I tell you what though, what I've been reading lately, the Aquaman. I've been reading the Showcase Aquaman, but I've also been reading the Superman Family Showcase, the Jimmy Olsen stories.
Come on,
are possibly some of the most insane things
yes.
that fucking traveling newsroom, like a helicopter. The flying newsroom.
Totally real.
That has a it's a helicopter that's clear. Wait, totally so you can see comic, inside. Well. And inside is a wooden desk with a typewriter.
Well, you got to have somewhere to type.
It was nailed to the floor.
That Jimmy Olsen is just typing on.
Here, I got to do the sound.
Yeah, and then Jumbo is flying it. And Superman has nothing better to do than just sort of hang around and watch Jimmy Olsen
type.
And just be like, should I go? What should I do? Should I stop Jimmy from doing?
Superman, I switch brains with a monkey.
But I tell you, the art in those are awesome. And for
it wasn't Jim Mooney.
Because
Jim Mooney was doing like Supergirl and Lois Lane, and
it wasn't Schaffenberger. At that point. It was.
That's a good question.
Now I'm gonna kick myself in the balls because
I'd like to see that.
Oh, I'm glad I could arrange that.
It's not Kurt Swan.
I was gonna say it's not. It might be Kurt Swan because a lot of it did look very Swanish.
It might be Kurt Swan.
Do we have that?
I'm gonna guess. Yeah. No. Can someone find the Showcase Superman?
He doesn't have a lot of the shit.
I don't think.
Any of the old Jimmy Olsen ones. But I think it might be Kurt Swan.
If it's somebody else,
but the art in them is really like clean and fun. And there's three like 7-page stories in each issue, and they're just goofy, weird, fun. I could see why Jimmy Olsen lasted for like 160 issues.
Totally.
I was like,
had cameos. Could you imagine that today? Goody Rickles.
Jimmy
Olsen. There's no way Jimmy Olsen pulls off 160 issues. Jimmy Olsen doesn't pull off 6 issues. Today.
Nothing pulls off 160 issues. Yeah.
Superman family numbering was the Jimmy Olsen numbering. Yeah, so that's why Superman family, they're all 100 over 100 issues and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was they were huge. They sprang from the TV show.
Oh, right.
That's why those books were started.
Sure.
And
they
were incredibly popular, both books.
And crazy.
And Kurt, Kurt.
Played Jimmy Olsen in the TV show, Jack?
The great Jack Larson.
And do you think he got a royalty off all those comics?
Probably not. Yeah, but it was cool. It was cool that he was in Superman Returns as the bartender that is hanging out with Clark and Jimmy and stuff.
Was he really?
Even better, the old Adventures of Lois and Clark, they had an episode where. Through some
See,
sort of
I had no idea who fucking played Jimmy Olsen in the old Jimmy Olsen show, but I knew asking that question from John.
I'm here.
Sure.
But they had a story where like Jimmy was hit by a ray and was aged, and they had Jack Larson play the aged
Thon,
and it was awesome.
I remember that episode.
It was fantastic. It was so cool to see Jack Larson be able to play Jimmy Olsen again. Jeepers, Mr. Kent. I just loved his voice because he was like, Jesus, Mr. Kent!
You look at that Superman showcase, you're like, God, there's 160 issues. And then Kirby took over the Jimmy Olsen book to make it the third world. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was all the Forever People stuff.
Yeah. That's where Darkseid, it was totally tied to the New Guys.
That stuff
was great.
Crazy, too.
Newsboy Legion and The Guardian, that's where The Guardian
and
was.
And you can pick that up in the Kirby Fourth World Omnibuses now. Yep.
I just did a Tom vs. Flash where Kurt Schaffenberger did the art in it. He did a fill-in issue.
Interesting.
He did one fill-in issue for Irv Novik, and I was like, that's really good. Even though, because he spent most of his time drawing stuff like Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen and Supergirl, I think sometimes when artists get into that stuff, modern, fans looking back don't appreciate it because it's
goofy stories.
It's stories featuring women. Yeah. Jimmy Olsen. It's true. I mean, that's the truth. People are like,
sometimes Jimmy dressing as a woman.
Exactly.
Because
as much as you.
What's funnier?
That was the creepiest thing in the world.
Even though people. Yeah.
And
people,
the best part of All Star Superman. Whenever they brought that back.
When people don't.
He was always undercover.
But it's funny because people never want to really. I think people don't mention it a lot, but. I mean, a comic featuring a woman is always at a disadvantage.
An action movie starring a woman. I said this in a thread, I think, at 11 o'clock comics forum. It was like Wonder Woman isn't a B-list character. She's an A-list female character.
Yeah.
And in an industry dominated by male readers, they just aren't that interested in reading about women. It's just the way it is. I can't.
Which is funny to think of that.
As good as Gail Simone has done with Wonder Woman, I think it's really good. Yeah.
It's getting better. And obviously, luckily, there are more women's books out there than ever before.
But
and
it's
not
just the reality.
Model arching stuff and everything. So, but no, you're right about
that. But to think about, there was a time when a Lois Lane comic ran for
150
yeah.
issues.
Yeah, wow. Again, like the Jimmy Olsen, it also ran for like 160 issues.
They ran till the mid-70s. They were huge. Huge.
That's awesome. Hey, John, you want to sit in with us while we go over some voicemails?
Have we talked to everyone that we need? That we're
I think Hill.
We got Hillary still.
We got Mike and Rick Hansen and Hank.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Yeah, we'll get Hill in, but I figure we knock out some voicemails.
Yeah, yeah.
This one is, we'll just play them.
Hey, this is Allie.
No, that's from the last episode.
Hey, okay. Allie.
There we go. Hold on.
You finally figured out the technical issues.
Hey, guys. It's Mario Muscar. I was just calling to wish Tom bon voyage. And
hi, Mario.
Hope everything goes well for him in his new life in Boston.
He's cleaning his gun while he's talking.
That's about it. Good luck, Tom. And thanks for all the joy you've given me on Around Comics.
Thank you for the joy you've given me.
And the joy that you give me in my dreams.
Yeah, you too, man.
that by the way, that's Mario Muscar.
Muscar better.
Mario
Muscar.
Mario Muscar used to play for the...
I was the character in Harvey Comics. I'm Mario Muscar.
Mario Muscar was on Beauty and the Geek.
Oh, I remember him. Yes, indeed.
Yep, Mario's very cool. And great guy, long-time listener of the show. And
sorry, Mario. I was just teasing.
Just a great
Twitter.
I know Mario.
If you were a Disney greeter, though, I'd want you to be called
Mario.
Muscar.
Mario.
here's a familiar voice.
It's my mom.
Tom, come home.
What's going on, boys? This is Wood. Hey. Call and send a quick bon voyage to Tom.
Oh, you fancy Tom, boy. You fancy fucking lad, you
the
Wood.
Third Coast will miss you, but we welcome you aboard the East Coast. Just remember, though, you got to come correct on the East Coast. We're thug life.
It's the Yingling.
I wonder if people that have never met Jason think that
realize how white
he is. Like he's one of the whitest fucking guys you could ever meet. I mean, oh my god,
my ass.
It's just funny.
And I love Wood like a brother.
He's a good man. Don't get me wrong.
He's an awesome guy, just a really sincerely good person. But he is one of the whitest men, and I am the whitest man maybe on the face of the earth. So says the RZA.
But you're like Heartland white. He's like East Coast white.
He's East Coast white, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, Tom, we cannot wait for you to be on the East Coast. I hope you will be a regular in the Yingling bar.
Aquaman's the whitest man under the ocean.
That goes without saying.
Here's a Chicago one.
How do you get a tan when you're underwater?
Chris, Tom, Elliot Serrano, the Chicago Red Eye. Wanted to wish you, Tom, happy travels.
Wanted to wish you,
Chris,
Tom.
Just keep it together, man. The sun will come out tomorrow. I
guess
he
didn't know about the other announcement. Yeah.
And, you know, I have a team. I have a team on call ready to assist you if you need it. Remember.
See, it's not our imagination.
But seriously, Tom, good luck.
We're not the
only
ones.
Wherever you'll land.
Thank you.
On your feet. Take care.
Thank
on
you.
Your ass.
Elliot Serrano, another good guy.
Have you heard him on Saturday morning Chicago radio?
No, not yet.
He's been part of the Chicago Now WGN show a couple times.
Oh, good for him. Good for him.
Representing the geek world.
Nice.
Elliot's, geek to me.
He's good people, and I'm sure that we will hear from Elliot before we're done wrapping up all of our episodes. I think he's going to come and
pilgrimage.
Elliot.
Yes.
Yes.
Pay
yes.
your tribute.
Yeah, that's right. He's a suburbanite.
Yes, so am I. I mean, come on. Man.
Well, yeah, but but you work in the city.
That's
so
true.
Here you go. Here's another oldie bit of goodie.
It's Chubby Checker.
Hey, guys. What's up? This is Dave Wachter.
Wachman.
Long time no see. Hey, Tom. Moving to a new city for the sake of a woman. What kind of idiot that... Oh, wait. Anyway, before calling in... I was just reminiscing a bit to myself, and I went all the way back to the first time that we met there in Dark Tower Comics when it was still on Lincoln Avenue.
That's right.
For the first of those Chicago drink-ups with you, me, and Neesman, and Sal, and all those guys, which I guess in some way led to the creation of Around Comics. And I knew from the moment that I met you that I liked you. And you turned out to be one of the smartest people I know, and
it's genuine.
Horribly funny in the horribly. Most horrible way I can think of. But you tempered it with a good dose of humility. And I just want to say that you're a class act, sir. Ever since I left Chicago about a year ago, I always felt like, you know, I'd be able to come back at any time and
catch you guys around the table at Dark Tower and maybe pick up a drink afterward.
Chris is going to start crying.
Now, Chris is going to start crying.
You never know where the winds will take you, right?
Fuck you, Chris.
I'm sure we'll cross paths again, Tom, and we'll have a few beers when we do.
Oh, we will.
My best of luck in your move out to Boston.
Voicemails.
I'm sure no matter where you go, you'll make that place your own.
And I will find
yourself in Pittsburgh. Hey, look me up.
Pittsburgh's
awesome.
Big
hellos to whoever else is there in the recording. Chris, Sal, Mark, probably Mike, whoever else is around. Miss you guys. See you at Windy City.
They can't hear
Definitely
it.
Miss Dave.
I miss Dave.
Dave
a
just
lot.
Told everyone to go fuck themselves.
Yeah. Dave Wachter, he said, "Who anybody who's standing in range of your voice, go fuck yourselves."
Says Dave Wachter.
There you go.
I miss Dave. I really do. I miss Dave a lot.
I do too.
And I tell you what, I definitely want to plug this. Go and treat yourself to the Guns of Shadow Valley.
The Guns of Shadow Valley. And I want to do a theme song for that comic.
It is
yeah, like a Frankie Lane like kind of. Yeah, they roll through a town.
It is so good. And I think it's the Guns.
It's the Blazing exactly. Yeah. It's the Blazing Saddles thing. Hillary's right, man.
Now is it gunsofshadowvalley.com or thegunsofshadowvalley. It's either one. It's either gunsofshadowvalley.com.
Search for it, Google it. You'll find it.
Absolutely.
And it is so good. And I actually haven't even talked to Dave about it. I read the entire webcomic series up to this point about 2 weeks ago, and I've been keeping up with it.
It's very
and
good.
It is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a supernatural Western story.
It's cowboys with powers. Absolutely. Yep. No, it's very good.
It's awesome.
Very good.
All right.
Very good.
Hello, Around Comics.
Hello. It's Templar.
Tom.
Tom.
It's Tom, Matt, Tom. Of course, the British guy that.
Matt.
I know irritates this. Most people.
I know this fucker.
Dude, thanks very much for making everybody smile and laugh a hell of a lot over the last few years and bring the knowledge and the edutainment to an already very, very good show. I think the first time I heard your voice, my friend, was on like episode 16 of 11 O'Clock Comics. I think you were on the Halloween one.
And 11 o'clock.
That kind of made me track down AC, and from then on in, I was kind of hooked. So, it's just been a pleasure to listen to you week in, week out, mate. And you have cracked me up and recommended a lot of good books. And, many thanks for kind of all that you've done over the last few years on the show. On a closing note, I spoke to Chris probably about a month ago, and we kind of compared AC to the boat of the Orca from the Jaws movie, and if Dark Tower Comics was the Orca, who would be who? And I think we decided that Sal would be Quint, smashing up radio equipment with a baseball bat. Chris would be Brody, and of course you would be Hooper. Super intelligent.
Hooper.
We weren't sure about some tricks. Probably the mayor. We're not too sure.
Probably the mayor.
But Tom, thanks. From here anyway.
Nice.
And thanks so much for all that you have brought to the show. And I really hope it's not the last that we hear from you on AC. So thanks, mate, and all the best. Good luck. Cheers.
Thank you, Matt. It's very kind.
Thank you, the amazingly talented Matt Burton.
Yeah, maybe I'm kidding myself, but I have
I think the British Tom Caters, actually.
The British Tom Caters?
Yes,
Matt Burton.
You know what? Because no time, Tom Caters are never bowed to no goddamn queen. That's a big difference right there.
Will you continue to have reason to come to town, occasionally?
Yeah,
and stuff?
I still have a lot of friends in
the
city.
That's kind of what I thought. And also, like, between the cons and stuff like that, I imagine. I mean, I'm going
to
see you less, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'll be back to Chicago.
Yeah, I don't, it's, yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I kind of see this as a so long rather than a, you know.
Tom, I'm sorry that you're leaving for.
John, I'll never see you again. Exactly. That's the way I like it, buddy. No, not at all.
No, I'm sure we'll have him back.
No, I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Bye, Tom.
Yeah, he literally is leaving.
Goodbye. So
I think he's going to pee.
I see.
He's
I'm
going
to miss that kid.
Well, like I said,
absolutely.
Of course we are.
I will very much miss Tom. I will I'll miss talking to him, miss laughing.
Yeah.
Here, I'll say something without him being here so he can't make a snide comment, but this is a sincere thing. What I like about Tom, especially being an older person that reads comics still, is that he and I can talk about the Bronze Age, and he gets it in terms of, like, as opposed to, those are stupid, I never bothered. He gets it.
You both see how cool it is if Superman has a lion's head.
Well, it's fine. Yeah. I mean, no, and even, yeah, just our talk about the flying newsroom, for example. That was perfect. That's what I like about it. I mean, no, it makes me laugh. And that's
in a young hobo's
great
body.
Or he kills me because, you know, especially when he covers Tom versus the Flash, and especially now that he's in that period when I was buying books in the 20-cent and 25-cent era. I mean, you know, I always ask him, I'm like, all right, where's the Flash now? And, like, where's Tina? You know, the ESP woman that was living with the
hounds.
Stacey Conwell. See,
well, she showed up. She showed up, and she disappears. She goes upstairs and never comes back. Like that daughter
Chuck
on. Like that daughter on. What show was it? It was the spinoff from Perfect Strangers that took place in Chicago with the
Carl.
Oh my god!
The cop from Die Hard.
Oh yeah, the Urkel show.
The Urkel show.
I can't remember the name.
Where they had a daughter in one episode.
Family Matters, yes.
Family Matters. One of the daughters went upstairs and never came back.
That's like Chuck Cunningham on Happy Days. Yeah, he went to basketball practice and
never showed.
Marion, didn't we have another kid?
Yeah, never came back.
His name was Arthur.
I thought he went to war or something.
Chuck went to Nam. Chuck went to Nam and never came back.
That's what I always assumed when I was a kid. I thought Chuck died in Nam.
No.
Just went upstairs and never came back. Still upstairs in the attic.
No, but a pleasure hanging. And I think back to the 24-hour comic book podcast where we had a lot of fun and our moments of high tea when we were the fancy boys. And
hello.
No, but yeah, man. Anytime.
Some good
and,
times.
And yeah, I have a feeling that I'll be bugging you on Word Balloon to do the occasional conversation. So,
yeah, I'll be back.
Oh, I have no doubt. But nice.
A tally ho.
Yes. I bid you adieu.
Well met, sir.
Yes. I will. Yes, I'll see you at high tea. And the fathering gates will be there.
Yes.
As
long as the sun's not too bright that day. It's really can't stand
right,
don't worry, the vapors.
I'll bring my shading for both of us.
All right.
Adieu.
Hello. Goodbye. Right.
Goodbye.
Mr. Suntress, thank you so much.
Good
and
night,
and I'm going to be leaning on you for the next couple months.
Anytime.
So, all right.
You know it.
You got some big Tom Cater size shoes to fill for me.
Big clown shoes to fill.
Big
much like Joey DiArio stepping in for Bob Bell back in the day at Bozo.
Right. Speaking of big clowns,
yeah,
sit down, you
big
lugs.
Shoes. Here comes Hillary Barton.
What's up, Hill?
Wow, thanks for that.
This is the Hillary theme song.
I'm shooting
Hill. Hill brought cookies today.
Yeah. Thanks for the
It's just so serious.
The beer bottle choir.
You gotta do the oompa? You do the oompa. Oompa. Come on, guys.
Oompa.
This is getting weird.
Hillary!
This shit's getting weird. But I like it.
One of the guys I see every week for basketball, when I told him I was going to the convention, he thought for some reason, it was a clown convention. So that's the running gag now.
Gee, why?
For years. It's the clown convention. So, yeah.
Hill's going to his clown convention.
Was your big red plastic nose you were wearing at basketball?
It's like Shaky the Clown over here.
That's it.
Well,
like that.
Yeah, I'm going back to, I never finished clown college. So actually, when I get out to the East Coast, I'm going to re-enroll in clown college. And I hope most of my my credits transfer. But I don't know yet. Like, the school hasn't really accepted all of them.
Is that close to Harvard?
It's next to Harvard. It's next to... It's upstairs from Harvard.
Clunk. Boston.
It's
Massachusetts.
It's Boston upstairs Clown College.
They have a Professor Kingsfield like at the Clown.
It's over by Cartalk.
Yeah. Oh, it's near. It's near.
Harvard Yard.
Yeah. You clown?
You think you'll pick up an accent? You think you'll pick that accent up
time? I'm going to be so anal about not picking up an accent that I'm going to sound weird.
What if
Sam does?
What if Sam picks it up? Divorce?
No, it'll be like role-playing.
little Southie, little Boston Southie. You get to...
you like the socks?
Nice.
God.
Very nice. Oh,
so, well, Hillary, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you.
What are you up to? Besides playing basketball and going to clown conventions.
Well, we're between conventions. Doing some illustration work, writing limericks for some reason.
Well, when you have the passion. Fun.
Fun. For limericks.
A lot of kids don't know what limericks are these days.
Yeah. It's like rap, but it's like older.
It's like old rap.
It's like rapping on paper.
It's rap.
It's geezer rap.
It's old man rap.
It's geezer rap. Yeah.
It's written on the internet.
Of course, they
you know rap. This is like old white guy rap.
Irish man.
Drunken.
He's really rap. Loud.
Yeah, he's the other.
No, well, they did that with Two Live Jew. Remember that, those guys? They did the old Miami Beach, you know, rapping old Jewish guys.
I do remember that. that says a lot more about me.
That's even going all way back now. Yeah. That was like the 80s.
My wife's family loves
rap.
Any sort of old Jewish rap.
Oh. Just a lot of it, is there?
That's it. That's their one album and then the B sides to the singles, and they're a big collector.
There's a couple of tracks.
Some live bootlegs, and that's pretty much all you have going for.
Yeah, there were the Bagel Sessions.
Yeah. The
Lock, Stock, and Barrel. Yeah.
I like Locks. Enjoy Locks.
So. What are you going to miss about Tom the most?
See, why not towards the end?
Can we say it? Yeah. What are you going to miss about? The intimacy.
The closeness.
Those quiet moments when, you know, he'd bare his soul and talk about comics in a way that men shouldn't really talk about comics.
Like, the thing is, when you really talk about comics and you really get down to it, like, Hillary and I are probably about 2 feet away from each other, but I feel like we're in the same space. And I feel like Hillary's inside me.
Oh!
No, wow, not something weird. Come on. You guys want to make it something weird. You want to make it gross and weird.
No, it wasn't me. It was the microphone, okay?
Yeah, it's not. We're not inside. Now it's weird.
Thank God you're back. Where are you going? No, you can't leave. This is becoming a disaster. This is... Oh my God!
We're in the same spot.
Yeah. See, our head is in the comic book gutter. Their head is in the gutter.
Yeah, just straight up in the gutter.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
You probably make more money in the regular gutter.
The regular gutter's dirtier. I know that.
The regular gutter you can manipulate to make money, and the comic book one you just. You can't do anything about it. Who's Chris talking to on his phone?
I don't know.
This is my final
episode.
He's
right here.
He invited me to sit down. Then he went to take a smoke and left
the phone. He was talking to.
Oh,
he's back.
He went to go get a White Castle hamburger.
Get a slider.
I'm gonna go get peckish.
It was falling apart without you.
I think that's what you felt inside you, is he's a little peckish.
Oh,
I just said that I felt like Hillary was inside me. That's where the show is gone, and this is. Like, this is it for me.
So, to change the subject back to Limerick.
Yeah. Okay. Go.
Sorry. No. For some reason, I don't know if you guys know Eddie Muller, the film noir historian and writer. He does the Noir City film festivals, and the main one's in San Francisco, and it's happening as we're recording this anyway this week.
What?
And he's using my Limerick to kind of finish off the show every night.
Really?
Because I read a lot about film noir and stuff like that. So.
How did you get into the limericks?
It's a few years, and I don't know how I got started, but I wish I knew, because then maybe I could figure out how to stop writing them.
I still like calling them limericks.
So you got into the limerick. It's just been a recent thing, the last couple of years.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't written them since, I was five or anything.
Yeah, it's not like a thing that you've always sort of done. You've just sort of gone... But now you're like compelled to continue doing it.
It's sort of like it's almost like a jingle. You know, you hear something and you can't get it out of your head. That sort of rhyme scheme and the rhythm of them. It's hard. That is hard to get out.
Is it like a puzzle almost? Like when you get hooked on like solving puzzles. Like I know people that are really getting into stuff like not like people that really get hooked on like Sudoku or like doing like crossword puzzles. They like the
compulsive disorder where you have to finish.
I do think there is some of that, something like that.
The process,
Because I know that for a while, when I was really doing it, because I don't quite take it as seriously now, like, or I don't focus on it the same way. But people would say things, and I would hear
in
that
limerick?
Word. I could hear the words plugged into limericks, like, "Oh, that's got the right syllable count. I could use that."
That's some serious shit there.
Well, no, this is not exactly a long form writing, right? So it's, you
it's
know,
like
five
Rain
line,
Man stuff.
Five lines, and things are, you know, you want to have the beats every third syllable. So you go, okay, it's got to work if it's two or three syllables, and this is how. Anyway, you literally can't get it out of your head. At least now I don't hear things. Like, I haven't thought about limericks until, you know, just now.
I think, like, language puzzles are always the most fun because the way people talk, there's so much like wiggle room within like even something
how
like a limerick, like of how someone would say something. Like you could do something with an accent, or you could like anything
aluminum.
Involving spoken word.
You can
involving like a puzzle.
Nudge it.
Always, yeah, can, there's yeah. always like a, to me, there's always like a higher level of fun involving that because people speak so differently, and when you start paying attention to how people say things. It's odd, especially when you've recorded yourself talking a lot and listened to yourself talking a lot.
Is this like saying the same word over and over, and eventually it just sounds like, you know,
nothing.
Noise?
Yeah, it doesn't sound anything like
words. You realize everything
comb,
is,
when you record
comb,
yourself.
Comb. Eventually, it just doesn't mean
there's
anything.
There's nothing weirder to me than when I have recorded myself talking so much that when I look, I don't even have to listen to it. I can see all of
words.
My verbal tics, like everything I do, like I can immediately
it's like
know
in,
when
it's,
I.
Yeah, it's like looking into the Matrix.
Yeah, I'm like, this is what I sound like when I talk.
There's
I can
a woman
see
in
all
a red
the
dress.
Things
well,
that
bring
I do
this,
weird.
To bring this back to comics, I remember when Steve Gerber was first writing, one of the books he wrote was The Defenders.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was Nighthawk's brain, that storyline, but someone stole Nighthawk's brain.
Nice.
But I remember he had to learn how to talk again, and he was just, and he, there was this whole sequence where he's like, you know, he could feel his tongue in his mouth move. It's like he was so hyper aware he couldn't actually speak.
Yeah,
so he was overthinking because you can't literally think about the things you do.
The involuntary actions.
You couldn't. You wouldn't be able to do anything, or everything would take you hours. You know, and that's it's like God. You talk about obsessive compulsive, but people have those disorders where they have, you know, they're immobilized sometimes because they're thinking about everything. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know why
Hillary, you're inking Hillary, you're inking the web these days. Still,
Are you done
with the web?
Yeah, I know. I inked a few issues of that, mm-hmm. and Roger Robinson is going to be inking it himself.
Okay,
and. And that's and I'm totally, you know.
Did you send him an email calling him a bastard for taking your job?
No, in fact,
thanks for taking my job.
It was my suggestion, but it was based on Roger and I talking about it. And he was, you know, he's going for a more graphic. He wanted to go for a more graphic look, and he was showing me samples that he did in his spare time. Say, this is the kind of thing I'm going for. I said, you know, I don't ink that way. I said, why don't you ink the book yourself? You're really good. You really know what you want. This would be a good time to try it. And so that's what they're doing. So I thought it was a great idea for him, and I've moved on. I'm doing some commercial stuff right now and outside of comics, but hopefully getting back into comics soon.
Cool, please. Cool. Good, because we always look forward to you working in comics.
Well, I've got a script on the desk. I've got a Evan Dorkin mask, little short funny thing. That I'll be doing that in a
very
couple
cool.
of weeks. So.
Yeah. Awesome. Have you checked out the Beast of Burden that he's doing with Jill Thompson?
I only got the first issue. I just picked up mm-hmm. the next three actually earlier
tonight. Very good. Very
minutes
good.
Ago. So
very
got,
good stuff.
Well,
very good stuff.
Beautiful looking, and I've been meaning to pick those up since I saw one of the short stories they did earlier. Mm-hmm. So I love the characters, and I love Jill's painting. So
she's great. She's
and
great.
Evan's very funny. Bastard.
Unfortunately,
read
milk
and
cheese.
He gets a lot more work writing humor than I do.
So. Yeah, read milk and cheese. It's great.
Oh yeah.
Mr. Barta, any parting shots for Mr. Caters here before we?
Anything you want to say to me?
Well, actually, I wrote limericks, but I didn't bring them with me because you told. Well, you told me we couldn't do the limericks. Yeah, I should have brought them tonight.
I didn't say
really
you couldn't do the limericks.
No, it's okay. We'll put them online later.
Okay. Yeah.
It's better red. It's better red. Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But just say that. Just you say that. Just It's better. You can't do it this way.
It's the only way you're going to get them.
And that's
it's
it.
Always best to say whatever way they can get them is the best way.
Call me up and I'll read them over the phone.
I'll read them to you over the phone. All is right. The only way you're going to get these.
So those
no, I forgot to bring it over.
Hillary's limericks will be his party chat. Will you give me?
I just would say, hey, it's been great, and we'll miss you. You know,
I'll miss you, Hillary, most of all.
Yeah, I know. That feeling deep inside you. Yeah, you already told me.
Can you do me a favor and go grab Mr. Beatty? I think he's probably playing like World of Warcraft or something, and ask him to come over here and join us for a moment.
I'm in the middle of a fucking I'm fighting an orc right now.
Bitch, you make they call me Superman. Big tall hoes in a single bound. I'm single now. Got no ring on his finger now. I never let another chick bring me down in a relationship. Save it, bitch. Babysit. You make me sick. Superman ain't saving shit. Girl, you can jump on.
All right, well, Hillary, thank you so much. It's always great to see you. And you're going to join us for drinks and bowling, right?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Drinks and bowling.
Drinks and bowling.
Next time, once Tom's here, I'll think of all the things I wanted to say about him. So.
I don't listen. There will always be a tomorrow with me.
Fairly well, young Cater. Fairly well.
All right. I think our last guest for the night.
Yay!
And we may get a couple thoughts from some of the other guys running around here, but we definitely wanted to give Mr. Mark Beatty.
This has been one weird fucking episode.
Hasn't it been awesome?
It's been fantastic. I'm just glad that this is how it's gone.
Yeah, because it could have gone so much worse.
Yeah. Oh, this has been great. I've loved it.
It's weird. I'm gonna guess it's the beer. Really,
there's been a lot of beer. There's
been
a lot
of beer. Everybody at this point.
Yeah, yeah, it's been a lot of beer. Mr. Mark Beatty, who we haven't had on the show nearly enough, Tom's local comic shop proprietor. Yeah. How you doing, sir?
I'm good.
For one more week?
Weeping quietly because Tom's leaving me.
Yeah.
The only man who's excited when I have a new pull sheet in the store.
I love filling it out.
Might as well be the day I have like a naked woman in the store to Tom. It's the same
difference. New pull sheet? I promised Mark that when I'm in town, I will stop by and buy stuff.
And fill out a pull sheet just for the fun.
Just for old times.
Like fantasy baseball.
Just for the fun of it.
Fill out a pull sheet. Just pull sheet.
There
pull
you go.
Sheet is what I should have said.
Yeah, for the pull sheet. Yeah.
The pull sheet.
Yeah. But
as a comic shop owner, you know, have
yes,
you, over the years, have you gotten to know a lot of your customers on a personal level?
Oh, yeah. I know most of them. Their
pretty
wives,
well. Yeah, I mean,
most of their kids.
People have mail delivered here.
I do. I have one guy who has his mail delivered.
No kidding.
Packages. He worries about them in his hallway, so he asked him.
Wow. He's hiding shit for his wife.
I get so excited when the FedEx guy walks in, and then I'm like, ooh, something from me. And then I'm like, fuck, it's not mine. It doesn't stop me from opening it. But.
So have you had a lot of guys leave you over the years? Have you had departures?
Numerous lovers have left me. Yes,
it's a tough breakup to leave your shop.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, listen, Dark Tower is not the closest shop to where I live, but it's where
it helps.
Going.
It helps if you stalk your customers too, because then they don't feel comfortable to leave.
And you're not a small man.
You show up outside their house and just kind of watch them
knocking on their window, just
not hey, even yeah, just kind of just from across the street in a hoodie, you know, just kind of watching them.
Drive more away, Mark.
Yeah, just want to remind you that I know where you live. Thank you, Hillary.
It's tough. This is the toughest part of moving is leaving the shop.
That's the toughest part of leaving Chicago.
Well, my leaving the shop.
You may never find a good shop again.
That's true. Like, you never know. I might.
Where are you? Where in Podunk, Massachusetts, are you moving?
Worcester. There's a place called That's Entertainment there. But
doesn't sound promising.
No, it doesn't.
They're supposed to be good. I sent them an email. They haven't responded. And
it sounds like you'd be able to get some really nice posters for like movies and stuff. Yeah. That'll be nice. Dun, dun, movie memorabilia, dun, dun, maybe. Dun, dun,
dun. I do think that Tom is going to miss you more than he misses Sal and I.
I hope so.
Mark provides me more service, more useful service than he is. comics. I get my comics from him.
Comics and a reach around. It's not bad. That's a pretty good deal.
Wait a minute.
And a discount.
What kind of program do I got to sign up for the reach around?
You have
what
to
the fuck?
Subscribe to over 40 issues.
Oh, okay.
Over 40 books.
Yeah, that's the red carpet memberships right there.
That's the special red carpet.
I got you. Table showers.
The champagne.
Like I said earlier, finding a new shop.
Lotion.
You know? It's a tough situation. I might end up going with I might end up ordering online for a little while.
Sorry. That happens every time I hear that kind of thing.
I'm gonna test out some places around me and see, and, you know, check them out and see what's going on. And
mm-hmm.
Who knows, though? But when I'm back in Chicago, I'll come scan your dollar books. It's sad. I feel like I'm breaking up with somebody. I feel like I'm breaking up. I know.
We'll have
it's
coffee.
It's not you, Mark. It's me. It's not you. It's me.
We can still be friends. We can be friends.
I just don't leave. I never know.
It'll hurt at first.
I told you at least.
I just don't think a long-distance relationship will work for you two.
Yeah,
You're going to FedEx his books?
I said I'd mail his fucking books. I said if you want, we'll keep pulling him until you find a good shop.
Oh,
it's
well,
just best. It's
but best to cut
I think
clean,
it's best
cut it clean.
To just
clean,
clean Blake.
Yeah.
Clean.
You know,
so when people leave, how often do you get it where people just stop showing up to pick up their books?
It's like not that one. Often, but it's strange enough. I've had guys that were at the store longer than I worked here and or owned it that just stop.
One day,
don't even say
anything.
Call or email. Yeah. All I ask is just, you know, let me know.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're probably lying in a pool of their own body somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you call the cops 911? No.
Yeah, it's like
I can only hope they're dead. I mean, at least
text me.
They have an excuse for stuff.
Break up
see,
with a post-it note.
It's the only good excuse, isn't it, Mark?
The only good excuse, yeah.
Well, I tell you what, should we wrap this guy up?
Probably. It's,
Mark, yeah. It's what we've been doing all night. Do you have any parting shots for Mr. Caters here?
I got nothing. No.
He's going to slide some. He's going to try and slide me some shit I didn't put on my pull list next week.
A couple of absolutes, some hardcovers.
What are you talking about? You don't order Star Wars Clone Wars.
Tom, you love Deadpool.
Yeah.
Tom, you love it. I got you all these variant covers that you want.
You said you wanted all the tick trades. You told me this in person.
I ordered them for you. Just pay for them. That's how my last week at the shop's going to go.
Tom just feels guilty. He does it anyway.
I already saw what's coming out next week. I'm going to be paying a lot of money anyway. It's like the week where everything
one last week to nail them. Just
there you go.
I talked to the companies. They sent it all out. It's nice.
Well, Mark, you know, I personally want to thank you for being such a great host for us here at the shop.
While around comics.
And thank you for hosting some of the next 8 episodes.
Yes, yes.
For 8
the
more
final
episodes.
8 episodes.
I feel like we're Battlestar Galactica. What are the final 8 episodes going to hold?
Only time will tell, Tom. Only time will tell.
Well, no one can find out until the last episode if Sal or I is the final 5 Cylons. You know, it's going to be one of the two of us. So. You know, probably so, or we're finally going to decide to have a baby together.
Yeah, or
you're saying you're going to present him with the rose.
Who gets the rose?
That's nice. I think that's nice. You guys make a nice couple.
You know,
you guys can interchange clothes.
It's been coming for
that's
a long
cool.
time.
That is so why we're ending the show.
It's usually just your wife or girlfriend wearing your shirt, but you guys can switch back and forth. I mean, that's kind
of
cool.
Both of you could fit in that Cardinals jersey.
Hey,
it's huge. You don't even need to share it.
It's like a donkey cut or a horse costume, you know? It's like,
yeah,
I'll take the head, you take the tail.
I always have to be the ass.
Yeah, well, you know.
Not many people knew this, but Stan Musial had a 6-foot torso. Made him one of the greatest baseball players
thing.
Of all time.
Now he's pulling it out.
Did you ever think,
besides, you missed the Cooperstown collection.
Okay. Untucked's better.
Dude,
untucked's
yeah,
untucked's
that's
better.
Built for normal
a tuck,
people.
A tucked in, you do have sort of a short, weird.
I have a, yeah.
Hey, torso.
The jersey's not the problem.
Yeah,
here.
It's definitely.
Thanks.
Well, is it Ron Say? Isn't he kind of built like Ron Say a little bit?
Your body's weird.
Yeah.
Ain't no crime.
Okay, we're just going to nickname
God don't make no mistake.
Short old stubby arms.
Gonna nickname you the Penguin, I think.
You're kind of, you know.
Wah, wah, wah.
Stop.
This right. Damn Musil's great. Wah, 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 wah.
Let's finish this off. Hey, I do
want to...
I do want to thank...
Fuck!
I got Hank and Michael and Jose and Brandon. Guys, thank you for coming out.
I'm waiting
for Tom's last
special
episode.
Penguin, the special Penguin issue where he's like, Mark McGuire's an okay guy.
What about Alex Rodriguez?
Aroid.
All right. Barry Bonds is an asshole.
All right. You can still listen to Tom.
I'm okay with Tony La Russa changing pitchers twice in an inning.
twice on a hitter.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God.
Hey, is it my fault he's a genius?
All right, fine. Yeah. It is your, yeah. What's
in the water?
Baseball's a long game.
Tom versus the Flash, twice a week. I'm assuming there's going to be a week off or something there. Are you not going to
this upcoming week?
Oh, okay.
Might be 2 weeks.
Okay,
depends on when I get my cable hooked up at my new place.
Okay, so Tom versus the Flash. It will be coming back. So
what are you going to move on to when the Flash is done?
Aquaman.
Yeah,
which will be awesome. Silver Age Aquaman.
Outrageous.
Now I know why. Okay.
Yeah. You can listen to more of me on 11 O'Clock Comics with Wood, who we heard from tonight, and Vince B. and David Pryor.
And it helps when you listen to 11 O'Clock, it helps to drink because it makes a lot more sense.
I noticed that Vince and David didn't call in.
No, they didn't.
I know that David probably called in and was just quiet the whole time.
That's because they're dicks.
And Vince probably tried to send in via his antenna he ordered off the internet.
His foil.
So I will forgive both of them.
All right. I want to thank everyone that has been here today. And it's almost too many people to mention.
Blanket.
Everyone.
Thank you.
Is this the end of the episode?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, it ends then the way it started.
Only eight more episodes.
Oh my God, this was the
first
episode.
Yeah, but there's still like eight more episodes. This isn't the final episode. The rest might suck.
Yeah, the rest will probably be later.
Yeah. The rest, listen to your own peril.
Let's be honest, Tom. Yeah. Come on.
I hear Ricky Gervais has got a podcast. Maybe we should move on to that one.
Gee, thanks, Fady.
I mean, we're beating a dead horse at this point.
Yeah, this was the first around.
It's
going to
be me making fun of Chris. Yeah. And, you know, not much else.
It's going to be eight episodes of
Chris is
going to
find an even older Cardinals throwback jersey where it's just
This one's 1944. It's hard to do that unless I go back to like the gas house.
What do they do?
Game.
Change their fucking uniforms every year?
No, it's a classic.
I've got one for every day of the year.
No, I've got a Brock. I've got a Lou Brock jersey just to piss Cub fans off. I've got a Pujols jersey. I've got a 1980s.
This is the problem with Card fans. They think about trying to piss us off. It doesn't really.
Well, it's every easy. Day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. It's a constant. It's like we don't give a shit about you guys. Our sound's better. Our team sucks, but
hey,
our talent's
there you go.
Hey, listen. Let's just end this.
Shut up. You're a fucking Brewers fan. Shut
talking
up.
About me.
Tom, my parting shot is it's been an honor to be your friend. And
he just whipped out his dick.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Weird. Look at this.
It's been a lot of fun. And
I would have never seen that coming.
It's been an honor, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you for doing most of the work.
You're welcome.
I've not done any work on this. And I thank all of you for doing all the work.
Hey,
it's been a lot of fun.
The talent's the hard part, and you are a talented man, and it's been awesome. Dozens of men
listen to us.
Yes,
Tom. I think it's a good thing you're on this side of the table. I think he'd be hugging you right now.
Possibly I'll hug him later.
Enough beer, and he'll start kissing too.
I've seen him do things.
It's,
you know, get away! You don't know what it feels like to love another man.
Yet.
Not till you're in your mid twenties.
He's in college now. Hank is in. He'll know exactly. What it's like very
he's
soon.
Too young.
He's in college. They experiment.
I'd like to say, Tom, it was really a pleasure doing the podcast with you, but also getting to know you and being your friend. Yeah. And it's absolutely sad. I'm going to miss you a whole lot. Good luck in Boston with you and Sam. And you know what? There's one kind of person in the world that no matter what they do, I have to love them, and it's a person that makes me laugh, and you have made me laugh.
And that's Mike Norton.
Maybe more than anybody else I've ever known. You are one funny son of a bitch, and I've enjoyed all the time together. So
well, I have to say that doing the podcast has been one of the best things I've ever done. It's been one of the most fun things I've ever done. And I know I've made a lot of jokes about being tired, and I have actually been tired while doing the show. I run out of gas towards the end of episodes. Yeah, it's like 3 or 4 hours I get tired. But it's been a tremendous amount of fun. I've loved all the episodes that we've done, even all the really bad ones.
Yeah.
And there's some really, really terrible episodes that we've done. But it's been a great experience for me. It's kept me sane through. If I didn't have this and I was doing the job I did, I probably would have gone insane.
And Therese is going jobless in Boston.
So. Yes, I wouldn't have gotten married because my wife would have thought I was a lunatic. So the show has kept me completely sane. I love all the people I've met through the show. I love Chris, I love Sal, I love Mark, I love all the people here except Hank. it's been awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to miss you. A lot of other
podcasts are shitty.
You can say that now.
Now I can say that because I'm leaving. It's a lot of junky ones, and just crap.
I think anyone that's not recorded here kind
of
sucks.
Yeah, just sort of like a lot of people talking about stuff. And I regret not meeting Stan Lee.
But
I tell you what,
the show may be coming to an end. Only 8 episodes left.
Oh, God damn.
Only eight
left.
But tell you what.
Special collector's edition the last 2 months.
There's going to be a couple of variants thrown in.
A couple book club episodes.
And trade in your unlistened to Around Comics for a Deadpool podcast.
The Around Comics may be coming to an end, but I really hope that this is a friendship that we carry along for the rest of our lives.
Well, we will definitely, I will definitely follow you on Twitter.
Awesome.
We will have some sort of internet false kind of relationship.
We may work together. Into a Facebook relationship at some point.
Maybe be friends on Facebook. I'm kidding, of course.
All right, Tom, will you be a fan of Dark Tower Comics when you leave?
Yes, I will.
Okay, because I'm on the Facebook team.
I will. Okay.
On the
Facebook.
All right.
Let's leave it on that note.
And everyone, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed our Tom Cater's extravaganza.
Farewell, Tom.
I'll be back again next Monday. I don't know where Sal's going to be. Tom's going to be in Massachusetts. It's going to be Beatty and I sitting here in a dark room talking about...
What's your favorite type of backing board?
Victorian Undead or something like that.
What's your favorite type of backing board? What's your favorite type of backing board?
Acid-free. It's got to be acid-free. Yeah.
But I like the 4 mil over the 3 mil.
Yeah.
I like a little bit of acid in mine. Why?
Taste.
Eight more episodes of that, folks. All right. Everyone have a great rest of your week and weekend. I'll be back again next Monday with some people.
some semblance of Around Comics.
In the meantime.
In between time.
We'll be everywhere in
and around Comicators.
Well, Tom, you'd be inside me.
We'll be everywhere in and inside Tom Caters.
Wow, that's going wrong.
Hillary ran over when you had that.
We forgot to tell you about your parting gift, Tom.
It
involves a lot of lube and a lot of love, my friend.
All right, listen. I've had my shirt off for this entire recording.
I'd like you to take a look at my orc junk.
Take a look at my orc genitals. I only LARP from below the belt.
Oh, I'm never gonna sleep.